teams are good, you have a little extra element because everybody knows each other.
Hastings College, who is perfect at home, looks to defend their turf and send Doan back home with a loss at the most crucial point of the college football season. Let's take you live now to Lloyd Wilson Field for the call of today's game. KHS Radio's broadcast team, Mike Will and Jim Purcell.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field. Hastings College football for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Broncos playing their final regular season home game here this afternoon as they take on nationally ranked Doan in a shootout here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. I'm Mike Willock, all the play-by-play for you this afternoon. Jimmy Purcell joins me alongside. Hastings College is coming off of their loss last week to Morningside, losing in Sioux City to the Mustangs by the score of 34-14. That was a 7-7 ball game at halftime. Hastings came out flat in the second half, and Morningside went on to win by the score of 34-14. Meanwhile, the Doan College Tigers, they come in having a very successful season under head coach Matt Franzen. They're coming off of a win last week over Dakota Wesleyan, 33-28. The Tigers actually right now sitting on top of the Great Plains Athletic Conference, tied with Morningside for the conference lead at 5 wins and 1 loss. Doan is currently 6-1 overall. Hastings coming in a mark of 4 wins and 3 losses. They are 3-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. These two teams have been playing for a long, long time. In fact, this is a series that dates back to 1891. This is actually the 110th meeting between the two schools. In fact, this is a rivalry that's so old that they don't have all the records established yet in this series. Hastings evidently leading the overall series 48-37. There's been 9 ties, but obviously that doesn't add up to the 110. The rest of the records evidently been wiped out between the two schools, but we know this has been a very, very competitive series between Hastings and Doan over the past couple of years. Hastings College has won 8 straight against the Tigers, including last year's 43-21 victory against Doan. Right now we got the playing of the national anthem as we get set for football action this afternoon. Hastings College and Doan on 1230 KHAS. The playing of the national anthem as we get set for football action here this afternoon. Other games going on today in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Concordia is playing in Fremont against Midland University. Briarcliff is in Lincoln to take on Nebraska Wesleyan. Morningside is playing at Dort today. Dakota Wesleyan at Northwestern and Doan at Hastings. Conference standings, Doan and Morningside right now tied for the top spot, 5 wins and 1 loss. Northwestern, the team that we will see next Saturday, sitting at 4-2. And Dakota Wesleyan also at 4-2 in the conference. Those four teams pretty well still have an outside shot at qualifying for the NAIA National Playoffs. The rest of us are, playing the spoilers role for the rest of the season. Hastings in there at 3-3. Nebraska Wesleyan at 3-3. Concordia's at 3-3. Then Midland University at 2-4. Briarcliff at 1-5. And Dort still winless in the conference. They are 0-6. Starting lineups today brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service and three convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. And also by Witt Plumbing. Witt Plumbing at 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. You can call 402-463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. That's Witt Plumbing of Hastings. Broncos in offense, no changes here from last week. John Doskal at quarterback, the junior out of Omaha Gross. Keenan Balazs will be a tailback, the junior from Peyton, Colorado. The fullback, Zach Beatty, the senior out of Colorado Springs. The tight end will be Zane Anstein, the junior out of Hastings St. Cecilia. The X-wide receiver will be Mike Novicki, the senior out of Columbus SCOTUS. Travis Brown will be the Z-wide receiver, the senior out of Fremont Bergen. Hastings across the front is going to have Josh Watchhorn at center, the sophomore out of Ponca. Derek Whipple will be the right guard, the junior out of Parker, Colorado. The left guard will be Jesus Uribe, a senior from San Jose, California. The left tackle is going to be Tanner Paxton today, the freshman out of Lincoln North Star. And the right tackle is going to be Tom Van Hoff, the senior out of Omaha Gross. Hastings College on defense will go with three down linemen. John Malise, the junior from Fremont Bergen. Chad Hartman getting a start today, the freshman out of Gibbon, Nebraska. He'll be in place of Torrey Warren, who will see some playing time today as well. And also as a down lineman, you're going to see Chase Langenberg, the senior out of Winside, Nebraska. The linebacker's going to be Quincy Johnson. Johnson is getting a start over Anthony Carrasco today at one of those linebacker spots. Quincy is a freshman out of Oklahoma City. Indiana Jones, a senior from Albuquerque, also a linebacker today. Alec Diffendaffer is going to try to give it a try today. He's a little bit banged up. We'll see how far he can go. He's a senior from Berthoud, Colorado. And the other linebacker will be Tyson Burrish, the senior out of East Butler. In the defensive secondary for Hastings, Kyle Carruthers, the sophomore from Denver. You've got Riley Nicola, the senior from Hastings St. Cecilia, and Garrett Griffith, the sophomore out of Golden, Colorado. We'll have more right after this.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
Hi, your starting lineup for the Doan College Tigers this afternoon under head coach Matt Franzen. Quarterback is going to be Anthony Dunn. He's a senior from Papillion La Vista South. At tailback is going to be Tyler Davis. He's a transfer from Wayne State, a junior. Tyrone Curry is going to be the H-back in this offense. He's a junior from Lincoln Northeast. At tight end will be Devin New Warner. New Warner is a senior from Bancroft Rosalie. The ex-wide receiver and a good one, Jeremiah Saffold. Saffold, a senior from Papillion La Vista South. At the Z-wide receiver spot, it's going to be Jesse Verveldi. He is a junior and a transfer from Northwest Missouri State. At center this afternoon for Doan is going to be Joe Verotsky. Verotsky is a sophomore out of McCook. At right guard is going to be Kevin Rorick, a junior from Grand Island Northwest. At left guard is going to be Nick Cuxhausen. Nick Cuxhausen, he's a senior from Mitchell, Nebraska. At left tackle is going to be Dylan Carmichael, a sophomore out of Loomis. And at right tackle is going to be Jake Conley, a senior from Omaha Creighton Prep. Doan on defense this afternoon will go with three down linemen. Kaysen Christensen will be at one of the down line spots, a junior from Raymond Central. Nathan Rogge, a junior from Plainview, Nebraska. And Josh Wade, a senior from Prague, Nebraska. Four linebackers in here for Doan. You're going to have Joe Knott, a junior from Ogallala. Jeremiah Wallace, a sophomore from the University of Nebraska. And he's a good one. He's a big boy at 254 pounds. He'll anchor one of the linebacker spots for Doan. Dalton Reba, their leading tackler. Reba, a senior from Grand Island. And also a Lance Shiflett, a junior and a transfer from Nebraska Kearney. In the defensive secondary for Doan, you're going to have Brian Evans, a sophomore from Norfolk. Cody Fanning, a junior from Juanita Palisade. Josh Mills, a senior from Papillion La Vista South. And Vince Martinez, a junior from El Paso, Texas. Your starting lineups today have been brought to you by Whip Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. You can call 402-463-4664. Where there's a whip, there's a way. That's Whip Plumbing of Hastings. Temperatures at 53 degrees here at game time. The wind's going to be out of the south today at about 14 miles per hour. And today is senior day here for Hastings College, and marks the first home game, or the last home game, the final home game for 25 seniors on the Bronco roster. The seniors have helped lead the Broncos to a 25-15 record the past four seasons, entering today's ball game, including one postseason playoff appearance a couple of years ago. So these guys have put in a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, so to speak, here. This is a Bronco football team, and they're being honored here just before this ball game gets underway, their final home game here as a Hastings College Broncos. They get ready to go against one of their rivals from the old NIAC Conference and the Doan College Tigers. As we welcome in Jimmy Purcell here this afternoon. Jimmy, Hastings College coming off of a soul performance from a week ago. Played so well against Morningside in the first half of play, and then fell flat in the second half. They're looking to rebound here today.
Well, they did, Mike. The first two quarters were exceptional football against the number six team in the country in Morningside. And then I don't know what happened, whether Morningside flipped the switch or Hastings College did, but that was a completely different third quarter as Morningside racked up 205 yards of total offense in the third quarter. Hastings College only able to muster up five offensively. And everything that the Broncos were able to do against Morningside in that first half went away, and the momentum was heavily on the side of Morningside as they scored three touchdowns in that third quarter and went on to a big win. So just a tough loss. That is probably the knockout blow for Hastings College as far as getting in the NAIA playoffs. We've been doing this a lot of years, and it's usually a two-loss team in the GPAC, probably going to get in the playoff mix. But if you've got three losses, we've seen it way too many times, you don't have a chance to qualify. But now, as you said earlier in the pregame show, the Broncos have a chance to play spoiler roll. They have Doan today, which is 17th in the country. They've got Northwestern next week and then Nebraska Wesleyan. But definitely a good chance here against a familiar face and Matt Franzen. A lot of Doan history here today. Tony Harper, his alma mater is Doan as well. So two coaches that know each other from 1 year of coaching here together. And both one coaching for his alma mater and the other one coaching against his alma mater. And what a ball game here is. Hastings has won eight straight against Doan, and this will be a real good battle here today.
Of course, a couple of those years we faced Tommy Frazier on the other side of the field here, and then Matt took over for Tommy when Tommy was showing the door there at Doan, and Matt did a great job. He's turned this ball club around. Most of the guys that are playing today are guys that were recruited by Matt, so he's finally got his team here. This is a team that's going to be reckoned with for years to come. They've got a bunch of talented guys on the roster coming up, too. They got a bunch of transfers in here, and Matt's done a whale of a job there in Crete.
Well, he really was, and when Paul Merkowitz was here, he was one of the biggest fans for Matt Franzen, and when that opportunity came, I know it was a very difficult decision to walk into the office of your head coach and tell him where you were going to accept a head coaching job, but Merk was all in full support of Matt Franzen. He's just a tremendous individual and a great motivator, and you can see what he's done with the program. You go back to Doan history-wise, I remember when Fran Schwenk was there, that is really the last time that Doan history-wise was really consistently making the playoffs. They matter of fact, there was 1 year we was listening to them, was they played Azusa Pacific out there. So they, history-wise, have been able to qualify for the playoffs, but it's been several years. And then Tommy Frazier came in, and we won't talk about that much because that was horrendous. But Tony, a good quarterback in college, as we all know, but not a very good football coach. And Matt has been able to come on there, get his own guys into his own system, and he has got a machine. And this is a real good football team, as we're going to see some outstanding offensive threats here today on the other side for Doan.
Now, Hastings College a little bit beat up, as we talked with a coach during the pregame show. Alec Diffendaffer did not practice a whole lot this week. Chase Langenberg did not practice a whole lot this week on the defensive side of the ball. Tyson Burge was a little bit banged up this week, did not practice a whole lot. On the offensive side of the ball, you've got maybe our best offensive lineman in Tom Van Hott at right tackle. He did not practice a whole lot this week after being banged up as well.
You know what, though? I kind of chuckled when you went through the defensive starters for Hastings College, because the first set of downs, this is the way it's going to be, but then there's going to be four or five guys shuttled in. This is the way that Tony Harper has run this defense all season long. You will see as many as five different substitutes coming in each and every play. They continue to keep their guys fresh. They don't want to run them a long time out there, and you get your name on the starting 11, but that doesn't mean that you're going to see a lot of action. They rotate them in an awful lot.
One guy that is going to get his first start here this afternoon is a guy at outside linebacker for Hastings. That is Quincy Johnson, a 5'9", 217-pound freshman out of Oklahoma City. And this guy has been slowly but surely working himself into the lineup and getting into the rotation defensive line. And today he's going to get a start over Anthony Carrasco, one of those linebacker spots.
Yeah, and Eric and I have already got this set up for after the game. We're going to have a lifting championship between you and Johnson. Quincy Johnson was the state powerlifting champion in high school. These are some outstanding numbers. He squatted 6'10", he had a bench press of 340, and he deadlifted 605 pounds to win his championship. That is impressive.
That's like picking up two defensive linemen above your head and throwing them to the turf.
It is. So after the ball game, we've still tried to figure out where we're going to get this handled, but we're going to have a lifting contest between you and Quincy. But a talented freshman, he is going to be a hard-hitting machine out there for a lot of years for Hastings College, and he will get his first start.
All right, so we're set to go here. Hastings College is going to be dressed, and they're all crimson here this afternoon. Their crimson pants, their crimson tops, and their white football helmets. Doan going to be dressed in their white bottoms, their white tops, their black football helmets, and their orange trim here this afternoon. Kicking off for Hastings College is going to be Johnny Garcia, and dropping back deep for the Doan College Tigers is going to be number one, Jeremy Saffold, and also Nolan Kawada. Kawada is out of Grand Island. Saffold, you're going to hear his name a lot. He returns punts. He returns kicks. He's also the number one wide receiver for the Tigers.
Yeah, and he cooked breakfast and also drove the bus here. If you've listened to Matt Franzen in the pregame show and as well as Tony Harper, Saffold will do everything, and whatever he does it well, and he will get a chance here about a yard deep.
And he's going to pick it up out of the end zone as he brings it back to the 10, to the 15, to the 20-yard line, and he's brought down at about the 22. So Saffold fumbles the ball into the end zone, picks her back up, and returns the ball out to the 22-yard line. That's where Doan will start. Now here comes their offensive unit out here. This is a good bunch. Doan is number three in the conference in scoring offense. They are number two in passing offense, number seven in rushing offense, and number three in total offense here this afternoon. All starts with a quarterback, and Anthony Dunn, a 5'9", 207-pound senior from Papillion, La Vista South. So Doan will be moving from our left to our right, north to south here at the Osborne Sports Complex on a beautiful day for Hastings College football here this afternoon. Here's a play-action pass. He wants to throw the football downfield, and the ball's going to be caught by Saffold at the 45, breaks away 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, inside the 15 to the 10-yard line, down to the 8. Wow, just like that, play-action pass. And there's a Jeremiah Saffold as he burns the Broncos secondary and takes the ball all the way down to the 9-yard line, first down and goal for the Tigers.
68 yards, first play of the game, and Anthony Dunn, it is sickening because it seems like he's been around this program for 7-8 years, Saffold as well, as they started when they were freshmen, but they connect again, and Saffold now on the year is well over 700 yards of receiving, and that was a big one. First play of the game goes for 68 yards inside the Bronco 10 down to the 9-yard line.
Anthony Dunn, very accurate passer. 65.2% is his completion ratio. He hits his first pass here in a big, big play. 14 minutes and 38 seconds to play. Now Tony is talking with the official here on the near sideline as the play is being held up momentarily. So play is being held up. A big, big pass play by the Doan College Tigers to start off the ball game as they push it down to the 9-yard line. And are they having problems with the clock or what? Yeah, the play clock is not working in the end zone.
Yeah, he's him and the white capper down there.
Yeah, the play clock is off down here in the end zone. So having problems with the clock. In fact, both play clocks in the end zones are dead right now. They'll have to check on that. Boy, right off of the bat, Doan with a play-action pass goes deep. Jeremiah Saffold picks it up in stride, and away you go down to the 9-yard line. So they're going to leave the play clocks off while they work on that. Doan is up to the line of scrimmage. Now, that's kind of a bad start here. The officials coming over to talk with both coaches now, Tony Harper for Hastings and, of course, Matt Franzen over there for Doan. They're going to probably keep the 25-second tally on the field.
Mike, that last pass of 68 yards puts Dunn, the quarterback, over 1,900 yards this season. That is very impressive. But, again, he's got a couple of dandy receivers. We've talked all about Jeremiah Saffold. But, again, Tyrone Curry, another talented wide receiver in there. And with the kind of numbers that Dunn's put up, you know he likes to throw the football. And he's off to a great start here, hitting on a big, big 68-yard strike to Saffold.
All right, here's a handoff and busting through. There's Chase Langenberg and brings him down. That's Alex Dosey. Dosey into the ball game now, a sophomore out of Hampton, Nebraska. He gets the call there on the ground. And Chase Langenberg comes in and knocks him down. A loss in the play. Back to the 12-yard line is now second down and goal from the 12 of Hastings.
Well, there's going to be a lot of those guys on this defensive side of things. You're going to mention Diffendaffer, Jones, Burrish, Langenberg, Malise. There's so many guys that have played a big role in this defensive season for Tony Harper.
All right, here's a pass off to the far side. That's going to be behind the intended receiver, Saffold. So that's not a very good pass thrown there by the quarterback, Anthony Dunn. It was behind the Saffold, the intended receiver, at about the 3-yard line. So now it's third down and goal, third and 12 from the Hastings 12-yard line.
Well, a little bit of quarterback-receiver miscommunication there as Dunn thought that Saffold was going to cut to the outside. He cut to the inside, and that ball was thrown well behind the intended receiver, Saffold, so falls incomplete. And already that quick brings up a third down, third and 12, actually third and goal here. Ball spotted at the 12-yard line.
All right, three wide receivers put out to the left side now for Dunn. Dunn has got the ball. He hands the ball away to Dosey as he goes off of the right side. And Dosey takes the ball inside the 10-yard line down to about the 8. And the Tigers, after getting off to a great start with that 69-yard pass completion, stalls out here. They're going to try a field goal. There goes Jimmy's notes right out the window.
That was neat. We'll send Gino down there to try to get him. First play of the scrimmage, a pick six for Nebraska Wesleyan. They lead Briarcliff 7-0 as we got a field goal attempt here for Doan.
This will be a 25-yard field goal attempt here by Andrew Nielsen. Ball is down and the kick is up and the kick goes sailing to the uprights. It is good. So Doan is on the scoreboard. They knock home a 25-yard field goal. But I guess a good momentum shift there for Hastings College to keep the Tigers out of the end zone after that nice play. So a 25-yard field goal. Doan is on the board. We've got 13 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in quarter number one. It is Doan 3, Hastings College nothing.
Farmers, investing in irrigation could be the best decision you'll ever make for your farm's future success. So why not invest in the best? Buy a quarter-mile T&L pivot irrigation system and save $6,500 during T&L's Invest in the Best Harvest Special. It's going on now. Call T&L Irrigation or your T&L dealer today to learn more. T&L, proven technology that works.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here with Gene Shaw. We're at the Osborne Sports Complex here this afternoon. Hastings College and the Doan College Tigers. So Hastings giving away 3 points here on the opening defensive stand. We'll see what their offense can do as they're going to have Nielsen tee up the pick at the 30-yard line. So a great start for the Tigers.
Well, exactly. A big play there. But again, the Hastings College defense bending but not breaking. They've only allowed one rushing touchdown this season. This defense has played tremendous. Last week was by far the worst defensive performance they've had, though, as Hastings College will field this one at the 5.
That's Tyson Burris bringing the ball back. He's at the 10 to the 15 to the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. He's tripped up at the 42-yard line. So Tyson Burris brings the ball back for Hastings College. He's turned into quite a little return man for Hastings College here.
That was the kicker that was down there, Andrew Nielsen. The kicker throws his shoulder pads right into the legs of Tyson Burrish. And Tyson, fields the football at about the 5-yard line and had a good seam, good blocking up the right hash. Tyson brings it all the way out to the 42-yard line. First series here for the Bronco offense.
All right, wide receivers go left and right. That's Travis Brown going to the far side. Here comes the blitz, and they get to John Dostal, busting through there. You're going to hear this guy a lot. That's Jeremy Wallace. Wallace timed that perfectly for the Doan defense. As John Dostal is thrown down for a loss back to the 39-yard line, a great play by the former walk-on of the University of Nebraska, Jeremiah Wallace.
Well, and you're going to hear a lot of that kid. He is bigger than most of the linemen in the G-Pack at 254 pounds. He's going to be a force. They're going to have to get a helmet on him.
All right, Dostal drops back to throw, and he's sacked for the second time. Dostal throwing for a loss back here at the 30-yard line. Coming off the edge that time was the other linebacker, Joe Knott, the junior from Ogallala. So two plays, two sacks for Doan, and it's third down and 17 yards to go.
Well, the boys are going to have to get a hat on a hat because right now Matt Franson has dialed up the defense. He's sending them from all directions, and that is what Hastings College, they've been able to get John Dostal out of there. I know Matt knows exactly how dangerous John Dostal is with his feet, but he has dialed up the pressure, and Dostal has not even been able to get his feet set behind him.
Now Dostal wants to throw the football here, dances in the pocket, rolls to his right. He's still got it. And he gets to the sideline and then throws the ball into the Doan bench. So a very ugly series there. Hastings goes three plays and out of the Doan Challenge. Tigers will get the ball back here, leading by the score 3-0.
Well, Brown, Novicki, and Anstein, your receivers out there running pass patterns, but they had a white and orange uniform draped all over top of them. Nowhere to go for John Dostal. He did have protection there, but a ugly set of downs as it nets him 11 yards in the hole. And now we've got Tyler Mertens in to punt the football away for Hastings College.
Josh Boggs will drop back deep for Doan as he waits here at the 30-yard line. 3-0, Doan with a lead. Fourth down, 21 yards to go for Hastings. Here's the kick. Boggs looks up into the sun, calls for the fair catch, makes the catch, and Doan will have the offensive unit back out there. First down and 10 on their own 23-yard line.
First kick
So Hastings College going absolutely nowhere on their opening possession. That was a kick of about, 45 yards. So the Tigers got on the scoreboard in their opening possession here this afternoon. Took it right downfield against the Hastings College defense. We'll see what Dunn and company can do with the ball here for Doan.
Well, checking out the receiver situation. Saffold, the guy that electrified the crowd here on the first play, is going to be on the left side now. He's coming in motion. We'll get a handoff.
And Saffold's going to sweep right side. He's going to be brought down here by Langenberg at the 25-yard line. So he'll pick up only 2 yards into play by Saffold. Jeremiah Saffold, a senior from Papillion, La Vista South. So a pickup of only 2 second down and 8 yards to go. Second down and eight. Clock is running here with 11 and a half minutes to play. Tigers working from our left to our right. Already up to the line of scrimmage. They'll call the play here. It'll send three wide receivers out to the left side. One wide receiver will come to the right against this number one ranked defense in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Hastings College. And Hastings gets two and the ball is knocked loose. They're going to say it's going to be a fumble that's recovered there by Doan. Coming from the backside was Langenberg as he chops at the quarterback. Anthony Dunn, the ball came loose. I didn't know if it was going to be an incomplete pass or a fumble. Now the official is going to talk about that. It's going to be ruled a fumble, but it's recovered by Doan. A loss back here to the 22-yard line.
Yeah, Langenberg was able to get through. He was down around the legs, the upper leg area of Dunn. And then John Malise, number 51, come in with a tomahawk chop, knocks the football out of Dunn's hands. Fortunately for Matt Franzen and the Tigers, they come up with it, but it brings up a 3rd and 11, the ball on the 22-yard line.
Here's Dunn. They're going to hand the ball away, and that's going nowhere as they get a couple of yards right off the pipe. They hand the ball away to Alex Dosey. He brings the ball up to about the 25, and Doan will have to punt. Tackle is made in there by Indiana Jones for Hastings College defensively. Indiana, the second leading tackler on this defense, with 55 stops coming in here this afternoon. 4th down, 8 yards to go. Hastings College holds on defense. And Doan will have to punt. They've got the ball on their own 25-yard line. Dropping back deep to receive the punt is going to be the former St. Cecilia Bluehawk, Riley Nicola. The punter is going to be a Phil Tramer. Tramer averaging 38.4 yards per kick. His longest kick this year has been 64 yards. He's had one blocked. He picks that one off of the turf. Here comes the pressure. Gets the ball away. Signals for a fair catch down here. Riley Nicola grabs it, but Hastings in good field position. They're just 53 yards away from the end zone here. Hastings will start 1st down and 10 on their own 47-yard line.
28-yard punt there by Doan. Hastings College trots out for their second possession of the afternoon. Let's erase those three plays. That was horrible. Two quarterback sacks for a loss of 11 and one incomplete pass. Hudostel had no chance of getting it downfield to any receiver as they were just blanketed up. And Dostal will be up under center. Keenan Balazs will be the lone back.
All right, Doan again is showing blitz, and they nearly jumped offside. Now Dostal is going to change the play here. As you look to the sidelines for some help, they'll call the play at the line of scrimmage. 1st down, 10 yards to go. Here's a handoff. Keenan Balazs sweeps right side across the 45 out to the 49-yard line. So Keenan Balazs takes the ball to about the 49, a pickup of about 3 yards in the play. 2nd down and 7 yards to go. Doan has got the lead over Hastings College. It is 3-0.
On our team that we will see next week, Northwestern, they are out early on Concordia. It's Northwestern 7 and the Bulldogs nothing.
Nebraska is leading Michigan State 17-3. They've got about 8 minutes to play in the third quarter at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. 2nd down, 7 yards to go. Hastings with the ball on their own 49-yard line. Again, the Broncos changing the play here as they send Mertens over to the slot to the right side. Hastings with wide receivers left and right here. Keenan Blas in the backfield. Dostal again. Looks up, and now I think he took too long. I think he wanted to change the play again. Had a little hesitation there. That was just enough to mess everything up there, an illegal procedure call. Illegal procedure call in Hastings College. That'll cost him 5 yards. So the Broncos offensively look like they're out of sync here, and that's because of this Doan defense all of a sudden.
Well, exactly. They have dialed up the pressure, and it looks like the first game of the season for the Hastings College offense. As Dostal comes up, he was ready to get under center, and he kept looking at his wristband trying to check down. And again, exactly, Mike, just taking too much time. It'll cost the Broncos 5. They'll push the ball back to the 44, and it'll bring up a 2nd down. 12 yards to go for Hastings. Second possession of the day.
All right, Dostal in the pistol set now as he backs up. Here comes the pressure again. Dostal gets away, nearly falls down. He gets back onto his feet here. 40-yard line to the 43, and he's wrestled down to the turf. John Dostal is being, he's like he's being shot at from all different directions here. Tackle is made in there by one of the linebackers coming up there to make the stop. That's Josh Mills, the senior from Papillion, La Vista South. So Dostal couldn't find anybody downfield, dances away, generally fell down, kept his balance, and brought the ball to the 43. Actually lost a couple of yards in the play.
Well, I tell you what, we talk about the Dort uniforms, the Dort away uniforms. These here aren't very easy with the sun shining down there bright. White jerseys, orange numbers, and they're in a,
they're nowhere close.
They're nowhere close, yeah. But they're still difficult when the sun's shining down.
Here's Dostal again, wants to throw the ball, and he overthrows his intended receiver. It's going to be picked off. It's going to be picked off here by Doan, and grabbing the ball there for the Tigers was number 43, Josh Mills. Mills gets his first interception of the season there for the Doan College Tigers, and the first turnover on Hastings. Dostal overthrows his man badly that time as Mills just played center field and picked it off. Doan has the ball at the 30.
Well, and again, they've dialed up so much pressure that Dostal is very uneasy back there, and he just threw that ball. He was looking for Novicki downfield. He threw it a good 8-9 yards over the head. That is 6 offensive plays for minus 8 yards and 1 interception. That is not the way Tony Harper wanted to start.
All right, here's Dunn with the ball as he rolls out left side, being chased. And this time, Tyson Burris gets through there and throws him for a big loss. Burris busts through there, and he throws him for a loss back at the 15-yard line. That is a 15-yard loss.
Boy, Tyson Burris looked like he was shot out of a cannon there, as now Tony Harper is dialing up some pressure, and that's not good. John Malise trots off the field. Looks to be a little bit shaken up on the play, but again, Tyson Burris coming in there, and Anthony Dunn turns around, and here comes Big 27 all over top of him. Tyson Burris throws him down to the turf, 15-yard loss. Second down, 24, ball back on the 16-yard line.
Mason Cooper up there now at the defensive line, replacing the injured player for Hastings College. Here's Dunn in the ball game now. He's going to hand the ball away to Dosey. Penalty flags go down as Dosey goes down at about the 19-yard line.
I think that's going to go against Doan. I believe somebody jumped early on the left side of that line. We'll wait for the call here.
There is a flag on the play.
All right, so a penalty flag down. That was second down and long. Now they will confer. It's going to go on, they're pointing against Hastings.
Yeah, I thought somebody on the left side of the offensive line maybe moved because they seen the Hastings guys go across, but evidently it was the guys in crimson that got across the line of scrimmage. So, again, another penalty. That's the second one in the afternoon, and that'll give Doan a fresh five.
All right, so second down, 19 yards to go. Doan has got the ball now on their own 21-yard line. Dunn with the ball, backs up, throws a little slant pass. It's caught here at the 20 to the 25-yard line to the 26. Pass is complete to Jesse Griveldi for Doan. He's a junior from Northwest Missouri State. Tackle is made in there by Tyson Palacios, who's into the ball game now for the Hastings College defense.
Well, and we got to looking at the roster here. There is 18 kids that are not from the state of Nebraska on the Doan roster. So Matt Branson has worked his way from western the panhandle all the way east. And then he's able to pick up some transfers again. Couple of them from Northwest Missouri State. There's a Shadron player, also Wayne State. So Matt's done a good job on the recruiting trail.
All right, here's Dunn. He wants to throw the football again to the far sideline. The ball is juggling out of bounds. Juggling out of bounds as they try to take the ball to the far sideline to their H-back, Tyrone Curry. He'll get into the offense here this afternoon. Back in coverage for Hastings College was Riley Nicola for the Broncos. So Doan will have to punt the football away. Fourth down and 14 yards to go. So Hastings, after giving up that long pass play on the very first play of the ball game, they've buckled right down here in this ball game.
Well, and if you take away the 68 yards that they got to on that pass and catch, they are about in the same boat Hastings College is. They would have minus 3 yards of total offense.
Here comes the punt. Hastings nearly got their kick away. There's Riley Nicola with the ball at the 47-yard line. Comes across the 50, 45, 40. Down to the 35-yard line of Doan. So the two teams playing the field position ball game with their punts here the past couple of possessions. Now Hastings College is the benefactor of that exchange, as Hastings has now got the ball inside Doan territory at the 36-yard line.
35-yard punt, 17 on the Nicola return. Ball on the left hash. The Broncos for the first time into Doan territory. They've got it down at the 36-yard line. You've got to get some points here, fellas, when you got this good a field position.
We have had no success so far on the offensive side of the ball. Here's Keenan Balaj. He angles off to the right side as he takes the ball down to the 31-yard line. He is hit down hard at the 31. So a pickup of about 5 yards in the play for Keenan Balaj. Balaj comes into the ball game here this afternoon with 525 yards rushing. Tackle is made in there by Dalton Reba, the former Grand Island Islander, the senior, 5'11", 214-pounder. He's the leading tackler on the Doan defense. And now the Broncos jumping up front. Big old Tom Van Hott jumps the right tackle. That's going to cost Hastings the 5 yards that they picked up on the preceding play. Boy, when that big old boy up there jumps, it rocks the house. Tom Van Hott, 280-pound senior from Omaha Gross.
Shook everything on the east side of the town.
They're all shook up here. 3-0 is the score. Doan has got the lead over Hastings. Doan scored on their opening possession. Hastings with nothing going offensively so far here in this ball game. Victor Sapp is into the ball game now. He's the wide receiver split out wide to the right side. Second down, 10 yards to go. Here's a pass across the middle. It was caught by Nate Arnold at the 30-yard line. Nate down to the 27. Nate the skate, the former Adams Central Patriot, gets his 11th reception of the season. Josh Mills into the stop on the speedster, Nate Arnold.
Well, Arnold, when you get Arnold involved in the offense, he's a little booger out there, as Tony Harper likes to say. And Nate's not afraid to go across the middle, and that's exactly right in the middle of the linebackers. We don't want to tell Nate how big the linebacking core is for Doan, but he was right out there. Dostal got the protection he needed, delivered the ball across. It goes for 10 yards. First down of the afternoon, and Hastings has the ball down to the Tiger 26.
All right, here's a handoff now to Keenan Balazs. Steps over a man, goes down to the 20-yard line. Nice run there by Keenan Balazs. At the line of scrimmage, he just steps over a would-be tackler and takes the ball down to the 20. Josh Mills finally to the stop for the Doan College Tigers. Mills having a good first quarter, a senior from Papillion, La Vista South. Second down for Hastings College. They've got the ball down here at the 21-yard line of Doan. So it's second down and about 5 yards to go for the Broncos with 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Doan again showing blitz. John Dostal looks to the near sideline, changing the play here at the line of scrimmage as he yells out the signals. Dostal waiting, backs up now. Look out, here comes the pressure. Dostal throws it near side. It's going to be over the head of his intended receiver, Tyler Mertens. In coverage for Doan was Cody Fanning. That ball was thrown over the head of Mertens. That's going to bring up a third down situation now for the Broncos. Third down and 5 yards to go for the Doan 21.
I already see a problem for three more years. Well, two more. Jeremy Wallace, number 34, the middle linebacker. 6 foot, 254 pounds. Watched him through the glasses, and he faked the blitz. And then when the snap was made, Dostal rolls out. He just comes in, jumps over the line of scrimmage. It's like a deer jumping a fence. At 254 pounds, and he was all over Dostal. Dostal has to throw it away.
Dostal play action pass. He wants to throw it. He takes it into the end zone. It's going to be off of the fingertips of Nate Arl and nearly intercepted by the Tigers. So Nate Arl was the intended receiver. It was nearly intercepted there by the Tigers on the deflection. And now it's fourth down and 5 yards to go from the 21-yard line. Here comes Johnny Garcia.
Boy, and Dostal cranked up and just threw a bullet across the middle of the field. Arnold on about a 10-yard down and in pattern and just threw it a little bit too high for Nate. He almost come down with it right in the middle of the field. But, again, a lot of guys in white jerseys around Arnold.
39-yard field goal coming up for Johnny Garcia. 5 of 8 on field goals this year. 51 has been his longest. The ball is down. The kick is up, and the kick goes sailing through the uprights. It is good. So Johnny Garcia hits the field goal there for Hastings College, a 39-yard field goal to tie things up. 3 minutes and 46 seconds to play in the first quarter.
Hold on.
Hold the phones here. We got a penalty, and I think Doan may have jumped offside. So now Tony's got to decide whether to take those 3 points off of the board and try to stuff one in the end zone or not. The penalty is going to go against the Tigers, I believe. And, yeah, Tony's going to take the 3 points back off of the board. So the offense comes back out here. So it's still a 3-0 ball game in favor of the Tigers. Normally you don't like to take points off of the scoreboard, but Tony does right there. And Hastings will get 5 yards. They'll get a first down. The Broncos have a first down at the 16-yard line, so a mistake there for Doan is going to give Hastings some new life. Broncos are trying to stump one in the end zone here. First down and 10 from the 16-yard line of Doan following the Tiger penalty on that field goal by Johnny Garcia. There's a Dostal with the ball, turns back and hands it away to Keenan Balazs. Balazs at the 15-yard line, fighting for some yardage down to about the 12. Good gang tackling there by the Tigers. 4 or 5 white shirts getting off of Keenan Balazs. Mills is in there and a bunch of other ones for Doan. That was a pickup on the play of about 4 yards. Second down and 6 yards to go. The ball is pushed down to the 13-yard line. Hastings quickly up to the line of scrimmage here. Wide receivers. Victor Sapp to the left side. Travis Brown splits out wide to the right side. And again, Doan is showing blitz. John Dostal backs away, looks to the sideline. New play being called here. Dostal play action pass. Rolls to his right. Here comes some pressure. Dostal to the sideline has still got it. He's got the ball at the 15, and he's popped out of bounds to the 10. John Dostal could not find anybody downfield. Finally runs out of real estate and tries to make something out of nothing there. Finally popped out of bounds by Joe Knott, the outside linebacker, the product out of Ogallala, Nebraska. Knocks him out of bounds down around the 11-yard line. Hastings now looking at third down and 5 yards to go. Clock is running, 2:57 to play here in the first quarter, 3-0. Doan has got the lead.
Mike, the team we faced last week in Morningside out to an early 7-0 lead over Dort. As we mentioned last week, Morningside really with a pretty much a cakewalk their remaining three ball games.
Third down here for Hastings College, 5 yards to go from the 11-yard line. Dostal rolls out left side, cocks the arm. His pass is going to be caught down there inside the 5, down to the 3. Travis Brown in the reception there for Hastings as Brown just reaches out there, trying to get to the first down stakes. Tackle is made by Cody Fanning again, the junior out of Juanita Palisade. We'll see if Brown got there. He did. As he took the ball inside the 5, they're going to mark the ball at the 4-yard line. So it's first down and goal for the Broncos with 2:26 to play.
That is Travis Brown's 14th reception on the season. We'll give him 2:14 as that pass play goes for 7 yards, the third first down, and the Broncos now first and goal at the 4-yard line.
There's Beatty going in motion. The fullback pitchback comes at Keenan Balazs. He takes the ball into the end zone. Touchdown. Keenan Balazs takes it into the end zone for the touchdown, and the Broncos have the lead.
Well, had a great block out there by number 86, Zane Anstein. Out on the end, he throws up the outside linebacker as Balazs bounced it off right tackle and was able to take it in virtually untouched. So a great job there by Hastings College. They benefit from the Doan penalty. They had 3 on the board. Tony elects to take it off, and then they take it downfield. Now Johnny Garcia in for the point after.
The 5th rushing touchdown of the season for Keenan Balazs. Here comes the extra point. It is up there and in for Johnny Garcia. At Hastings College has the lead. 2:08 to play here in the first quarter from the Osborne Sports Complex. The score, Hastings College 7, Doan 3.
Seeing the ball in any sport is so important, and taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Hastings Vision Clinic will help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision care, contact lenses, sunglasses, and designer eyewear. Hastings Vision Clinic has an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. See Drs. Richard Arneson, Nate Bolin, and Eric Arneson at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th Street, Hastings, and at hastingsvisionclinic.com.
1230 KHAS.
Nebraska Wesleyan leading Briarcliff 14-0. They're in the first quarter of play. It is Northwestern out on top of Dakota Wesleyan 7-0. And now Hastings College with a lead here over Doan College by a score of 7-3. Johnny Garcia with a pick teed up here at the 30. And now the whistles blow as Garcia got into the football. Broncos may have been offside here. So the Broncos evidently offsides on the kickoff. That's going to cost them 5 yards, and Johnny will have another chance at returning this baby.
Well, Hastings so far in the ballgame now finally getting things on the positive chart. 9 carries and 11 yards now for Hastings on the afternoon. And John Dostal is 2 of 6 passing, 1 interception, and has 17 yards credited. So 28 yards of offense for Hastings College. We'll look on the side of Doan. Since that 68-yard pass play on the first play of the game, they've been held in check. Doan with 71 yards of total offense, 68 of them on that big play.
So Garcia will have to tee it up down here at the 30-yard line. Broncos have the lead, 7-3. Now that's going to be a... They bring the ball back to the 25 to kick it away. After the penalty. Not quite sure what all that was about. I don't think they were offside. They moved the ball back to the 25, so Hastings was some sort of a penalty there to on the kickoff. So Johnny Garcia will kick off from the 25-yard line. He is into the football. Good kick here as it comes down to Saffold at the 3. He's back to the 10-yard line, center of the field, back to the 15, to the 20. Brings it back to the 25, 26-yard line. Aaron Verlinde, and on the stop there for Hastings College. So it'll be first down and 10 yards to go. First down and 10 for the Doan College Tigers as they come back the other way. Boy, after that 69-yard pass to start the ball game, they've done absolutely nothing on offense. First down and 10 yards to go. They will start this drive from their 26. Anthony Dunn comes back out there for Doan. He's going to have Dosi in the backfield just to his left out of the shotgun set. Hastings jumping offsides. They hand the ball away to Dosi. Penalty flags are all over the place. 25 out to the 26, 27-yard line. Hastings jumps offside initially. And we'll see if Doan also has a penalty here. As the second penalty flag went down on the far side, Tyson Burrish at a stop for Hastings College defensively. The official is going to mark out 5 yards now at Hastings College. The Broncos jumping off sides there. But Hastings, one of the least penalized teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference coming in here, but we've had a 10 penalties so far.
Five of them.
They're eighth in the conference in penalty yardage at 67.4. But they've had a lot of penalties here in this first quarter of play. First down, 5 yards to go. Here's Dosey. He's got the first down and more across the 35, out to the 40, out to the 41-yard line. So Alex Dosey, a sophomore out of Hampton, Nebraska, who came in here with 371 yards on 105 carries so far this year, getting a bulk of the load here early for Matt Franzen and the Tigers. He's got the first down out here at the 41-yard line of Doan.
Second first down of the afternoon for Doan, and that play gets Dosey 6 yards, ball out to the 41.
All right, they line up with a shotgun set again. Wide receivers to the left side. Dosey gets the call. He's going to be pounded. Pounded by Indiana Jones for Hastings College, the senior from Albuquerque, New Mexico. He gets down there and then nails him for a 3-yard loss, a 2-yard loss. It is second down and 12 yards to go.
Big play by Indiana Jones. We've had some excellent linebacker play today, as we've mentioned. The guy on the other side for a Doan, their linebacker, yeah, Jeremy Wallace. How could you forget his name? He's had some big plays. But, again, Indiana Jones right up the middle of the field stops Dosey in his tracks. 2-yard loss, second down and 12.
Ball pushed back here to the 39-yard line. Three wide receivers split out wide to the right side, one wide receiver to the left. Man coming in motion. They're going to give the ball away to him. He's across the 40-yard line to the 43. Carrying the football there for Doan was Nolan Kawana. Into the stop, Tyson Burris for Hastings College. So Kawana comes back and gets the handoff there, the freshman out of Grand Island. Didn't find much real estate out there as he brings the ball up to the 43-yard line. And Donis is going to be looking at third down and about 8 yards to go.
Hastings College defense so far in the game, 8 rushing plays. 4 of them have gone for minus yards. One big sack by Tyson Burris. That was a big one, a 15-yarder. Third down here and about 8 yards to go.
7-3, Hastings College with the lead here. Over the 17th-ranked team in the country in Doan College. Broncos showing blitz here, and they come with it off of the corner. Here's a pass that's going to be deflected. That's going to be deflected coming off of the corner for Hastings College with some pressure that time with Anthony Carrasco, but the pass was deflected, and Hastings College will get the ball back.
Well, again, Hastings showing blitz. They come with it on the left side. It was picked up by Dosey very well, but again, the ball batted down at the line of scrimmage, and Dunn not able to get that to his intended receiver. So, again, Doan will have to punt. Riley Nicola will go back deep, and he will stand at about his own 25-yard line as we are that's either 4.2 or 14.2.
All right, here's a Tramer, the punter. He gets the ball away. End-over-end kick is going to bounce at the 32. Nicola gets away from it as it trickles over the 20-yard line. It's going to be down at about the 19, and that is going to be the end of the first quarter of play. So the first quarter in the books here this afternoon at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field, the score after 1. Hastings College 7, Doan 3.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings College with the lead here, 7-3 over the Doan College Tigers as we start quarter number 2. Broncos have it first down, 10 yards to go. They got the ball on their own 19-yard line. John Dostal up under center, backs in the I formation. Handoff goes to Beatty, hit once, hit twice, and down he goes. Getting some penetration there for Doan. Coming in there to make the stop is the strong side safety, Cody Fanning, coming on the snap, the junior out of Juanita Palisades.
First quarter numbers, Hastings College with 22 yards of total offense, 17 through the air, and only 5 on the ground for Doan. 72 yards, 74 of those through the air, and minus 2 rushing.
Not much offense here. A couple of good defenses scoring off. They're in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this afternoon. Second down, 9 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is the 20-yard line. Here's Keenan Blanche. He's got a hole across the 25 out to the 27-yard line. Keenan Blanche being tackled in a play by Joe Nottigan, the junior linebacker out of Ogallala. Keenan Blanche picks up about 8 yards in the play. Third down and two for the Broncos.
Six carries now and 24 yards for Keenan Blanche. In the game, John Dostal been sacked a couple of times, four for minus 11. Receiving numbers, one catch for Nate Arl for 10 yards, and Travis Brown, one catch and 7 yards.
Travis Brown is your wide receiver, split to the right side now as they hand the ball away again to Balazs at the 25, 26-yard line. And I don't think he got to the first down as he was stopped again by Joe Knott. So Hastings had a third and two, and not much there for Keenan Balazs, and the Broncos will have to punt the football away.
I think he just barely got back to the original line of scrimmage. Good defensive pressure there by Doan. Yeah, we talked about you give up a 69-yard pass play. You take that away, Doan's only got 3 yards of total offense. So this is going to be a defensive battle, at least so far in the ballgame it is.
Yeah, points are going to be at a premium here, although Doan is third in the conference in scoring this week.
Yeah,
31.7 is their average. So it's fourth down and two. Hastings College will punt. Tyler Mertens, good high spiraling kick. And a great kick is going to drive Doan back to the 20-yard line to grab the ball here. This is going to be Josh Boggs bringing it back. Boggs across the 20 to the 25. He breaks it across the 30 out to about the 33, 34-yard line. We've got an injured Bronco back here. And down for Hastings is going to be Casey Malafua.
Boy, and that ain't good. When Malafua was trying to cut to get to the return man, his right leg just completely buckled right underneath of him, and he is in pain. He's in between the 10 and 15-yard line, 49 on the punt, 13 on the return as the training staff, Trainer Mel, and the crew out there tending to Malafua.
Casey Malafua is a backup to John Molise on the defensive line. He's basically in that eight-man rotation up there for the Bronco defense, so that'll be a big blow for the Hastings' number one-ranked defense as he is down here looking at his right leg. So we got an injury timeout. Trainer Mel and the gang out there with 12 minutes and 57 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings College 7, Doan 3.
These days, ensuring financial security for you and those you care about most is more important than ever, and Farm Bureau Financial Services can help. Life insurance can help provide that security along with guarantees and peace of mind. Contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings to see how he makes it simple to help protect your family's financial future. The guarantees expressed are based upon the claims-paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC affiliate. Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
They help Casey Malafua to the sidelines here. Doan trailing Hastings College by the score is 7-3. Tigers have the ball, first down and 10 on their own 34-yard line. Anthony Dunn comes back out. Wide receivers all over the place. Dunn wants to throw the ball, swings it out to the far side. It's caught there at the 30, 34, 35-yard line, and they fumble a football over there, and they're going to say no, he was down. Broncos came up with a football, but the official's right there, and they point to the ground. So he was down here at the 35-yard line. They swing the ball out there. Garrett Griffith in on the stop there for Hastings College as they get the ball to Alex Dosey out of the backfield. A pickup of only about 2 yards in the play, but the Broncos nearly came up with a loose ball right there. Second down, 8 yards to go. Here comes the pressure. Dunn steps up, throws it to the far side. It's caught. That's a Saffold inside Bronco territory at the 46. Right on the sidelines, they make the play. Jeremiah Saffold right in front of the Doan College bench. Garrett Griffith back in coverage for the Broncos. That is a first down as Anthony Dunn delivers that baby right on the money. First down, 10 yards to go. Tigers with the ball at the Hastings College 45. Here's Dunn. He wants to throw again. Dunn bounces in the pocket. A dump pass. Dosey has got it across the 35, down to the 30, down to the 29-yard line of Hastings. Tackle is made in there by Riley Nicola and also John Molise downfield, but now Doan on the attack here on this Hastings College defense as they move the ball down to the 30-yard line of Hastings.
Well, they are now at 108 yards of passing. This is a team coming in averaging 276 of passing every game.
Here's a Dunn. He can't find anybody. He scrambles across the 30-yard line down to about the 28. Penalty flags are down at the 34. This is probably a hold on Doan. That's the case, holding against the Tigers. So a holding call here on Doan is going to cost him 10 yards from the spot of the foul. 12 minutes and 9 seconds to play here in quarter number 2. Hastings College leading by a score of 7-3. Northwestern continues to lead Dakota Wesleyan. They're at 7-0. At the end of the first quarter of play, we'll be at Northwestern next week. Nebraska Wesleyan has a 14-0 lead over Briar Cliff. They are in the first quarter. There's a snap to Dunn. Now the officials blow this one dead. So another penalty flag here. It's going to be an illegal procedure call on the Tigers. So illegal procedure on the Tigers. Nebraska now up on Michigan State 24-3. Rex Burkhead with a couple of touchdowns so far for Nebraska. So the Huskers now playing in the second half, leading Michigan State 24-3. Nebraska Wesleyan now out on top of Briar Cliff by a score of 21-0. We'll see the Prairie Wolves 2 weeks from today in Lincoln. There's a snap now to Dunn. He fires it off to the right side. The ball is going to be caught. Did he stay in bounds? I think so. Saffold makes the catch there for Doan. Inside the 30-yard line, they're going to spot the ball at the 26. That was a nice catch. Jeremiah Saffold makes the catch there for Doan. Keeps his feet in bounds right in front of the Tiger bench. Kane Ellenberg into the stop there for Hastings College.
My goodness, Saffold already coming in the game. 634 yards on the season. He's got 108 already.
Here's Dunn wants to throw the ball again. That's a Saffold again at the 20-yard line to the 15. Makes a move at the 10-yard line. Dancing his way down to the 8.
That's Curry.
That's a Curry. All right, the H-back Tyrone Curry on the other side. Tyrone Curry with the reception there. Aaron Verlinde into the stop for the Hastings College defense. So Tyrone Curry on the other side of the field now making the catch there. And the Tigers have a first down and goal. First down and goal at the Hastings College 8-yard line. Dunn with the ball, scrambles to his right, fires the ball into the end zone. It's over the head of his intended receiver. The intended receiver down there was Josh Boggs. It was open. That was a pass that was thrown over his head, though, by Anthony Dunn. Diffendaffer back in coverage for Hastings College.
Boy, and Dunn started to warm things up already here in the third quarter. He has completed four of five passes for 73 yards. He's got 147 on the day.
Here's a Dunn again, rolling right side. His pass is going to be caught inside the 5-yard line. That pass is going to be caught to a Boggs. He had to go down and make a diving attempt at that one, and he comes up with it, but did not stay on his feet to get into the end zone. They got the ball down here at about the 4-yard line. So it's third down and goal for Doan at the Hastings College 4. Hastings with a lead here, 7-3. We're in the second quarter of play. Dunn has got two wide receivers split to the left side, one to the right. Third down and goal. Here's a pass into the end zone. Caught touchdown. That goes to Saffold. Saffold just makes a little quick move out there on the right side. He catches that pass over there right in front of Riley Nicola. It's a touchdown for Doan, and the Tigers are on the board. They lead 9-7.
7 of 8 passing in the second quarter now for Anthony Dunn. 84 yards, one touchdown. That goes to Saffold from 4 yards out. Saffold now with 112 yards on 4 receptions in the ball game, and Andrew Nielsen in for the PAT.
And the ball is down. The kick is up, and it splits the uprights. It is good. So the Tigers on the scoreboard again for the second time today. 10 minutes and 52 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Doan 10, Hastings College 7.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
So a nice drive there by the Doan College Tigers. They go 81 yards in just 8 plays, getting a 4-yard touchdown pass from Anthony Dunn to Jeremiah Saffold. 10-7 is the score now. Hastings trailing here in the ball game. So the Tigers showing they can move the ball up and down the field against the number one ranked defense in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings College came in number one in scoring defense, number one in rushing defense, number one in total defense, and number four in passing defense. But Doan gets into the end zone. They've got the lead now, 10-7 over Hastings. End-over-end kick. Tyson Burris backs up, grabs the ball in the end zone, fumbles the ball in the end zone, and will take a knee. So Tyson Burris downs the football in the end zone, and Hastings College will come out first down and 10 yards to go from the 20-yard line.
Looking down on the Broncos sidelines, Malafua down here, just to the right of us, shoulder pads already off, ice on that knee. I have seen that too many times this season when they bring a player off, take their pads off, and put ice on a knee. That is not good for Hastings.
So Casey Malafua on the sidelines now after being injured minutes ago here in this ball game. It was a great prospect for Hastings College. Casey Malafua now on the sidelines. Hastings College offense down the field here. John Dosso loops it out here. Zane Anstein grabs the ball at the 35-yard line, breaks a tackle, brings the ball out to the 40. Still on his feet to the 45, to the 46, 47-yard line. Zane Anstein gets his 16th reception of the 2011 season. The former Blue Hawk from Hastings St. Cecilia makes a nice catch on the ball as he brings it all the way out to the 47-yard line at a first down.
Fourth first down for Hastings. That is the first in the second quarter. And Dostal with just a couple of step drop, but he's seen how open Anstein was, and he just delivered it over top of the coverage. And Zane rumbling, bumbling, stumbling, 26 on the gain out to the 46.
All right, Hastings with wide receivers left and right now. John Dostal again looks over that defense. Doan was showing blitz. Dostal backs away, changing the play, checks the play card here. Dostal waits for the snap. He's got it. Backs up. Surveys the field. Steps up. He's going to run. He's at the 45-yard line. Breaks outside the numbers. 50. And he's run out of bounds here at the 46 of Doan. So John Dostal has kind of turned into a dual-threat quarterback here for Hastings College. Dostal approaching 300 yards now rushing on the season. In addition to his 900 yards or so passing, we've got an injured Tiger down there at the 50. It's Kaysen Christensen, I believe. Christensen, one of the down linemen for the Tigers. And he is flat on his back at the 50-yard line.
Boy, and again, Christensen was in pursuit of Dostal. Dostal able to get the corner turned. And kind of the same-looking injury with the left leg as it just buckles underneath of Christensen. I think that's 92 as he lays there right at midfield.
All right, so we got an injury timeout here. We'll take another break. Well, we're going to get him up here. Yeah, get him up and take him to the far sideline. Yeah, that is 92. That's going to be Kaysen Christensen as he walks off of the field under his own power. So Hastings College has got the football in Doan territory. It's second down and about 2 yards, actually closer to three. Football is sitting at the 46 of Doan. So John Dostal takes the opportunity to come over and talk with the Hastings College coaching staff here on the near sideline. Dave Camara is back up in the booth today calling the plays for the Bronco offense. Camara,
yeah,
the co-offensive coordinator, going to be the offensive coordinator of the Nebraska Danger this season.
Smooths our way into some danger tickets.
Looking for some danger attire, I know that. Here's a John Dostal. He wants to throw the football, backs up, throws it down the right sideline. Nate's got the ball at the 25-yard line. Nate Arnold makes a tremendous catch on the ball in front of the defensive back, Josh Mills. And Nate comes down with it at the 25-yard line. First down for Hastings.
Nice catch by Nate Arlt. Arlt, as we have mentioned all year long, not very big, but he's got a heart of a male lion as he goes high above the defender to bring that football down, secures it in the breadbasket with the left arm, 20-yard gain. Broncos have it. First and 10 at the 25 of Doan.
All right, wide receivers left and right again. Hand off, Keenan Balazs breaks outside. The numbers here is the 25-yard line, and he's run out of bounds down here at about the 21. But Keenan Blanche picks up about 4 yards on the play there. As Hastings working toward the red zone one more time. Lance Shiflett in on the stop for the Doan College Tigers, the junior. He's a transfer from Nebraska Kearney. Second down, 7 yards to go. Hastings with the ball now at the Doan 22-yard line. Hastings moving left to right here in the second quarter, north to south. John Dostal again looking to the near sideline for some help from the offensive coaching staff. He's got his play. He backs up. John Dostal looks. He throws it to the near side. It's going to be caught here by Anstein, and he's popped out of bounds. Zane Anstein right on the sideline here catches the ball at about the 16. It's going to be about a yard or so shy of a first down. So now Hastings looking at third down. Third down and about a yard and a half to go. Zane Anstein gets his second reception of the second quarter. Now the Broncos in the red zone again this afternoon.
Two catches and 31 yards for Anstein. We'll give him six on that one. And, boy, I tell you what, when Hastings College gets Arlt and Anstein involved in the receiving core, that just frees up Novicki and Brown. Things look real good when you've got that stuff working for you for Hastings.
Third down and a yard to go. Play action pass. Dostal wants to throw it. He does. The ball is caught by Anstein at the 10-yard line. He's popped out of bounds at about the 7. So Zane Anstein all of a sudden getting involved in the offense here on this possession. Ball is he's knocked out of bounds by Josh Mills as Anstein is out down there around the 6-yard line.
Well, we must have laundry down as they are.
Clear on the opposite side of the field.
Okay.
The officials conferring here, and the Broncos may be penalized for the sixth time. That's going to be a block in the back of the Broncos. So take that play away. Hastings is going to be penalized here. It's going to cost them 10 yards. It's going to cost them a first down. So it's going to bring up a third down and long situation now for Hastings. We're down to 3 minutes, and there's that 8 minutes. 8 minutes and 26 seconds to play.
Well, I know. You've got it at just a little different angle than I do, but that right upright that causes trouble last night in the Adams Central game.
I'm going to bring my chainsaw out here and get rid of that right upright. Third down, 5 yards to go. Hastings now from the 20-yard line. Dostal throws the ball into the end zone. It's going to be incomplete. Michael Nowicki could not come up with it, and he had a step, and he had his man burnt. Burnt, I toast, down the near sideline. That was a sure six right there, and he can't come up with it.
I still smell the smoke as Nowicki got behind the defender, and the ball was just slightly underthrown. He had to try to stop his momentum and come back to the football, but again, the ball did touch Novicki's hands, and another drop pass for Hastings College, and it brings up a fourth down. And Johnny Garcia in for a field goal attempt with 8:10 to go here in the second quarter.
This will be a 37-yarder. Ball is down. Garcia sends one toward the uprights, and that baby is through there for his second field goal. So Johnny Garcia gets his second field goal of the day, and we're tied up here in the ball game now. 8 minutes and 4 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 10, Doan 10.
Savings you'll go nuts over. Savings, that is, on Mohawk flooring during the 133rd Mohawk Anniversary Celebration Sale at Boer's Floors. Great prices and savings on Mohawk carpet and hard surfaces, including wood, laminate, and tile. The Mohawk Anniversary Sale also includes Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. Special financing is available. Ask Boer's Floors for details. Go nuts during Mohawk's 133rd Birthday Sale at Boer's Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 464-463-5666.
1230 KHAS.
So Johnny Garcia is 2 for 2. Hastings College.
Well, he is.
Yeah, he's got an extra point. He's got a field goal.
I thought you were talking about the field goal in the first quarter that they pulled off the board.
Yeah, actually, he's got another field goal,
but
they pulled it off of the board.
So he's actually 3 for 3.
Yeah, he's actually kicked a couple of field goals today. One that counts, one that didn't. One was for practice.
That's just good coaching. A little disappointed, though, my animated little buddy on the sidelines. Ernesto, if you're in the stands watching Ernesto, he does no longer have a headset. We can get into that a little later.
All right, here's the kickoff as Doan will bring it back. Saffold has got it to 20, brings it back out to the 30, to the 35, to the 36, 37-yard line. That's where Doan will start. First down and 10 yards to go for the Tigers. So it's 10-10. Hastings with a touchdown. Touchdown thrown earlier in the ball game. Hastings got a Keenan Blash touchdown. They got a Johnny Garcia 37-yard field goal. Doan is throwing a touchdown pass. Done to Jeremiah Saffold, and they've got a 25-yard field goal from Nielsen. That's how we stand right now, 10-10. As the first pass is going to be thrown to the far sideline, it's going to be caught over there. Right on the sideline as they get the ball to Jeremiah Saffold again. Boy, he is all over the place for Doan today. Jeremiah Saffold comes up with another reception. A pickup of about 4 yards in the play, second down and 6 yards to go. Here's Doan. They throw the ball down the right sideline. That one's going to be overthrown. Again, trying to get it to a Saffold, and that one was grossly overthrown. Back there in coverage for Hastings College was Garrett Griffith, the sophomore from Golden, Colorado. And that brings up a third down situation now for Doan. Third down, 6 yards to go from their own 41.
Yeah, Saffold, not a huge receiver, only 5'11", 180 pounds, but he's a speedster and has great hands. 5 receptions, 116 yards already here in the ballgame.
So Doan in a shotgun set. He backs up, looks left. Now he's going to scramble. He throws it into the center of the field. He finds Saffold again. He's got a first down out here at the 49-yard line. Saffold grabs the ball in traffic there and then eludes the man and takes the ball to the 49. John Molison on the stop there for Hastings College defensively. So first down for the Tigers. They keep the drive alive. We're down to 7 minutes and 23 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Good ball game here this afternoon at the Osborne Sports Complex. We are tied up at 10 points apiece. Anthony Dunn from the gun backs up, rockets the pass. It's caught again at the 40-yard line down to the Bronco 37. This time they get it to one of their wide receivers in there. That's going to be a Nolan Kawada. Kawada grabs the ball there, the freshman out of Grand Island, and he's got another first down for the Tigers down here at the 38-yard line. So first down and 10 for Doan. They're working right to left, south to north. Here's a handoff to a Dosey as Dosey takes the ball down to about the 34-yard line. Dosey just angles off on the right side on the running play, takes it down to the 34. A pickup on the play of about 4 yards, second down and 6 yards to go.
That right there is the first rush of the second quarter for Doan. Everything has been on the arm of Anthony Dunn, 108 yards here in the quarter number two.
And Dunn wants to throw the ball again. Here comes the pressure. He gets away and finally runs into Chase Langenberg, and down he goes. He got it back to the line of scrimmage, so it won't go down as a sack here. No gain on the play as he brings it to the 35.5. It's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down now for Doan, about 7.5 yards to go. Third down and a long seven here for the Tigers. They've got the ball in Hastings College territory.
We look at rushing defense for Hastings College, minus 8 yards so far in the ballgame.
Wide receivers all over the place, two to the left and two to the right. Dunn rockets a pass again across the middle. It's going to be caught inside the 30-yard line, across the 25, down to the 21-yard line. Jeremiah Saffold again, Indiana Jones in on the stop for Hastings College, but Doan doing a great job against the Bronco defense here this afternoon.
123 yards now in the third quarter, and 138 yards of receiving for Saffold.
All right, here's Dunn. He wants to pass again. He scrambles out of there. He's going to be drugged down. Chase Langenberg grabs him by the shirt tail and brings him down at the 20-yard line. A pickup of a couple of yards on the play, and the quarterback scramble by Anthony Dunn. It is now second down and 8 yards to go. Broncos on defense here. Doan now in the red zone. With 5.5 minutes to play, we're tied up at 10 points apiece. Doan will flood the field with four wide receivers again. Dunn backs up. Dunn throws the ball into the end zone. It's overthrown. And again, Saffold was his intended receiver. Curry in the end zone. Curry in the end zone over here on the left side. Both of those guys are built the same. Curry, 6 foot, 179 pounds, a junior from Lincoln Northeast. And Jeremiah Saffold, 5'11", 180 pounds, a senior from Papillion La Vista South.
Well, and again, the quarterback Dunn looking for the out pattern as Curry was running in. Ball goes incomplete, third down and long.
All right, third down and 8. Dunn again throws the ball to Curry. This time he grabs the ball down there at the 8-yard line. So Tyrone Curry, the H-back in this offense, grabs the ball. Reception made at the 8. That's going to be enough for another Doan first down. So the Tigers knocking on touchdown door, trying to reclaim the lead here. We're tied up at 10 points apiece in the second quarter. First down and goal. Doan has got the ball at the Hastings College 8. There's a handoff to Dosey trying to get outside, and Langenberg brings him down. Dosey trying to get it outside. He kind of trips over there as Chase Langenberg falls on him at the 8.
Penalty
no gain
down
on the play. We got a penalty flag on the far sideline.
I think it's going to go against Doan. I think they're going to be guilty of a hold here.
Here comes the official to make the call. Personal foul. A chop block on Doan. The Tigers going to be penalized here. Boy, down there in the inside the 10-yard line. They're hit with a chop block, and that's going to cost him 15 yards. As they bring the ball back out to the 23-yard line. So a big 15-yard penalty on Doan for a chop block inside the Bronco 10. Ball is brought back to the 23-yard line where it's first down and goal. Here's a little shuffle pass as they get the ball to Dosey across the 20 to the 15, down to the 10-yard line. A little shovel pass to Dosey as he takes the ball down to the 10-yard line. Tyson Palacios into the stop there for Hastings College defensively. But now Doan has got the ball down here at the Hastings College 10-yard line.
Boy, and another big gainer, 15 yards, and a first down. That's 158 yards here for Dunn in the second quarter.
Second down and goal now for the Tigers. Dunn has got the ball again, looks into the end zone, throws it up there, and it's going to be overthrown. Intended receiver was Curry. Back in coverage for Hastings College was Garrett Griffith. So now it's third down. Third down and goal for the Tigers. They've got the ball down here at the 10-yard line of Hastings. We've got 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play until halftime. Coming up at the break, we'll check in with Eric Buderis, the beat writer for the Hastings Tribune, get his thoughts in the first half. Got our Scholar Athlete of the Week coming up and also our Hastings College scoreboard show. And now Matt Franzen, the head man at Doan, wants to call a timeout. So the Tigers want to talk things over. 3 minutes and actually a third down and 10 yards to go with 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play. We'll take a break with a score, Doan 10, Hastings College 10.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, and Gene Shaw back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field, and you're already grabbing for more stat sheets as Anthony Dunn has thrown about, 80% of his plays today have been passes so far.
Yeah, 22 of them so far, and as I mentioned, 153 yards unofficially for Dunn here in the second quarter. That's to go with 74 yards in the first quarter. So Dunn getting it done. This was a team coming in. 276 is what they averaged through the air.
And Dunn wants to throw another one. He backs up. Look out. Here comes the pressure. Dunn gets away. He's at the 10-yard line. He scrambles down to the 6. He is drugged down from behind by Indiana Jones for Hastings College. But now Dunn is looking at fourth down again, and here comes their field goal team. But Hastings College holds them out of the end zone, and Dunn will have to settle for another field goal down here. 4 minutes to play in the second quarter. It's fourth down and goal from about the 6-yard line. And here comes Andrew Nielsen back into the ball game. He booted one earlier today to get Doan on the board at a 25-yarder. Now they're going to fake this. Here's a running play to the 5-yard line. He's into the end zone for the touchdown. He is into the end zone for the touchdown. Running the ball was Jesse Verveldi. Verveldi runs the ball into the end zone for Doan as they fake the field goal and they put it into the end zone. Wow. 16-10. Doan has got the lead. So Verveldi, number 5, grabs the ball there and gets into the end zone on the run as Nielsen now comes into the ball game for the point after. So Doan crosses out the Bronco D right there. Ball is down. The kick is up there. It is good. And the Doan College Tigers on a fake field goal puts it into the end zone from 8 yards out, and the Tigers have the lead. 3 minutes and 33 seconds to play. In quarter number 2, it's now Doan 17, Hastings 10.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass Experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So Jesse Verveldi gets Doan on the scoreboard with a 5-yard run. Actually a 9-yard run, officially a 9-yard run on a fake field goal. It gets the Tigers out on top by a score of 17-10.
That is the second rushing touchdown of the year, of the season for Hastings College defense. It comes by the way of a fake, and Verveldi, the transfer from Northwest Missouri State, the Bearcat, able to get it in there for Doan. They cross up the defense, and Doan finds himself ahead by 7 here late in the second quarter.
All right, it's going to be Nielsen kicking off. Tyson Burrish backs up, grabs the ball about 2 yards deep in the end zone. He'll bring it out. He's across the 10, center of the field, 15-yard line to the 20, still on his feet. Dances his way to the 21, 22, and down he goes. Tyson Burrish started off on the far side of the field. He comes over here outside the numbers on the near side. Tackle is made in there by Jeremiah Saffold on the special teams for the Doan College Tigers.
Mike Morningside, 21, Dort, nothing.
That one could get ugly.
That could get really ugly. And the team that we will face next week, Northwestern, they are up on DWU late in the second quarter, 14-0.
Looking forward to seeing the windmills and the tulips.
Oh, tulips, yes. Tulips are beautiful this time of year.
First down and 10 yards to go. Hastings with the ball at the 23. Here's Kenyon Balazs. He brings the ball to the 26, 27-yard line. But Kenyon Balazs, the ball carrier there. A tackle is made in there by Jeremy Wallace again, a sophomore. A walk-on from the University of Nebraska, playing now for the Tigers. Second down and 5 yards to go. Hastings with the ball back out here at the 27. We're at 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. John Dostal in the pistol set. Wide receivers left and right. Doan is showing blitz again. As a Wallace dancing around there, the middle linebacker for Doan. Here's John Dostal. He wants to throw. Backs up. Here comes the pressure. Wallace has got him. Dostal gets away. A pass over here to Balazs. It's caught at the 27, but a short gain. Again, Wallace got through there, the big guy. John Dostal kind of spins away from him and finally gets the ball in the hands of Kenyon Balazs. No gain in the play, but it's third down and 5 yards to go. 2.5 minutes to play now here in the second quarter. Jeremy Wallace is going to be a load in there for the next couple of years for the Tigers. Hastings waiting for the play to come in. They're having some problems here. We're down to 13 seconds on the play clock, and Hastings is now in the huddle. Now they break it with 10 seconds. Hastings quickly up to the line of scrimmage here. We're down to 7 seconds, 6 seconds, 5 seconds. They got the snap. Here's Dostal. He backs up. Pressure again. A pass across the middle is incomplete. Right in his face that time was Joe Knott, another linebacker coming on the blitz. Hastings having problems today picking up the defensive pressure of Doan.
Well, Doan has had it coming from both sides of the field and up the middle with Wallace. He has come in there several times. But, again, the pressure was coming, and fortunately enough, there was Clayton Dean was in the area there as Dostal just tries to shove that one into Dean, but it goes incomplete. And Dostal having all kinds of troubles today throwing the football. Doan has really cranked up the defense.
Mertens will punt. Boggs back deep for the Doan College Tigers back here at the 36. Mertens waits for the snap. He's got it. Here comes the pressure. Mertens gets it away. Looking up, Boggs signals for the catch. He makes it here at the 40-yard line, and Doan will have another opportunity here. A minute and 49 seconds to play in the second quarter. Doan is out on top of Hastings by the score of 17-10. Bronco football for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Dunn with the ball in the pocket. He dumps it away here. That's going to be a Dosey with the ball. Brings it out to the 45, 46-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Indiana Jones for Hastings College. Now Doan is in the hurry-up two-minute offense here. Minute and 35 seconds to play in quarter number two. The Tigers have a 17-10 lead over Hastings. Dunn is going to throw the ball to the right sideline. It's caught there inside the 40, down to the 38-yard line. They get it to a Curry. The ball is caught right in front of Tyson Palacios over there on the far sideline. So back-to-back first downs there for the Tigers. They've got the ball at the Hastings College 38. Still plenty of time, a minute 24 left. Doan has still got two timeouts remaining here in quarter number two. Dunn again, his pass across the middle is going to be caught there at the 30-yard line to the 29 and run out of bounds over there on the far sideline. That's Nolan Kawada, the freshman out of Grand Island, making the reception as they have a couple of penalty flags down the far side of the field over toward the sideline.
Actually, three of them come up, but about the same area. All of them right inside the 30-yard line. I think this is going to go against Hastings College.
The Broncos have been hit by penalties here in this first half. It's going to be a personal foul face mask call in Hastings. So a face mask call on the Broncos. The play will stand, and Doan will get some additional yardage here. So the Tigers set up for some more points here at the end of the second quarter. They've already got a 7-point lead over Hastings. It is 17-10 with a penalty. That moves the ball down to the 15-yard line. First down and 10 from the 15. Broncos come with the pressure. Dunn gets away. He throws it. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Hastings. Riley Nicholas got the ball. He's back to the 10. He's back to the 15, to the 20, to the 23-yard line. Riley Nicholas comes up with a pick at the goal line, and Hastings has the ball.
Dunn tried to slam that one into double coverage on Hastings College, and a Bronco got their hand on the football. I think the intended receiver was Curry down there right at the goal line, and then the ball just kind of rolled off of a shoulder pad. Riley Nicola was standing about a yard deep, just grabs the football, and then was able to advance it all the way out to the 23-yard line. So after Dona put together another great drive, looking like they were going to put some points on the board again, Nicola comes up with the pick. And the Broncos have the ball with 56 seconds left to go here till half.
Riley Nicola gets his third interception of the season. Here's a pass thrown by Dossel. That's going to be incomplete. Trying to get the ball to Clayton Dean over there on the far side. And Dean drops the ball right at the first down stakes at about the 33. So incomplete pass. It's 50 seconds to play now in the second quarter. So the Broncos dodge a bullet there at the end of the period number two. Riley Nicola getting his third interception of the season. Another former St. Cecilia Blue Hawk.
Boy, and the defense down in front of us really has to work. Dunn is really going to town on him now. He's got 181 yards just in one quarter. That is in the quarter number two, 250-plus of passing today for Dunn.
There's a handoff down to Keenan Balazs. He gets away at the 30-yard line, down to sideline 35, and he's run out of bounds. Balazs is going to have a first down. Boy, it didn't look like he had much running room there, but Keenan Balazs, the little guy, the little booger, he gets outside. He finds his seam there, and he takes it for a first down across the 30-yard line out to the 34.
That's one advantage of being a little guy out there and having a lot of speed. It's tough for the defense to find him behind those big offensive linemen. And he was able to just be very patient, put his hand on some of their backs, weave his way to the outside, and then once he seen a little gap, he got her around the corner, picked up 12, and a first down.
There's Dostal again. He backs up. Pressure. Dostal throws the ball. It's going to be caught. Penalty flags are down. Ball is caught here at the 50-yard line. Did he stay in bounds? Yes, that was Clayton Dean over there. We got a penalty flag back upfield, a holding call on the Broncos. This one is coming back. How many penalties is that on Hastings so far?
That is eight. The eighth penalty.
Wow. Eight penalties in the first half of the Broncos.
But I think that one was going to be ruled incomplete. The official that was back down about the 35-yard line come running up. As Dean hit the sidelines down to the ground, the ball come out, and the official there was running up, ruling incomplete pass.
But we have a penalty anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't matter anyway. So the ball will be all the way back to the 24-yard line. And with 36 seconds left, I can't imagine that Tony Harper would try to do anything too fancy here.
He's going to send Travis Brown to the right side. Victor Sapp to the left. I formation is just going to hand the ball away to Balazs. He's across the 25-yard line, out across the 30, out to about the 33. And that's probably going to be the last play here unless Matt calls a timeout on the opposite side of the field here. Hastings still with three timeouts remaining. Doan has got two. Might as well use those babies. You can't take them to prom. They won't carry over to your prom date. We got three timeouts for Hastings, two on Doan, but nobody's going to use them here.
Oh, yeah, we are.
All right, now we let about 25. No, we're not.
No, I guess not.
5 seconds to go, and we're going to head to the locker rooms. So we're going to head to the locker rooms at halftime here this afternoon. Good football game in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Doan has got the lead over Hastings at the break. The score is Doan 17, Hastings College 10. You're listening to Bronco Football.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at halftime here at Hastings College. Boyd Wilson Field. It's the Broncos trailing the Doan College Tigers by the score of 17-10. Scoring in the ball game in the first half, Doan scores on their opening possession. They get a 25-yard field goal by Andrew Nielsen to go out on top 3-0. Hastings comes back. They get a 3-yard touchdown run from Keenan Balazs to make it 7-3. Doan then in the second quarter went on an 8-play, 81-yard drive. They got a 4-yard touchdown pass from Anthony Dunn to Jeremiah Saffold. That made the score 10-7. Hastings comes back and gets a 37-yard field goal from Johnny Garcia to tie things up at 10 points apiece. Then on a fake field goal with under 4 minutes to play in the first half, Jesse Verveldi takes it in from 9 yards out. Doan adds the extra point. That's the difference right now. 17-10, the Tigers with the lead over Hastings College.
Well, Hastings did a pretty good job in that first quarter holding Doan to literally no offense. But, boy, that second quarter was an explosion for Anthony Dunn. I have Dunn with 81 yards just in that second quarter alone. We look at Doan's numbers officially for the half. Doan with 10 first downs on the day. They have had 15 rushes for a minus 16 yards. Passing, though, is where Anthony Dunn has really chewed up this Bronco defense. He is 17 of 26 in the first half, one interception for 242 yards. Doan total, 41 plays, 226 yards. Doan penalized four times there in that first half for 85 yards. Leading the way, rushing, Alex Dosey, 8 carries, 15 yards. Receiving, Jeremiah Saffold, 7 catches, 137 yards and a touchdown. Alex Dosey, 4 receptions, 37 yards. Tyrone Curry, 2 catches and 33 yards. We look at Hastings College, not a lot of offense here this afternoon. They have kind of picked up where they left off up in Sioux City. Broncos have rushed it 17 times for only 48 yards. Dostal hitting on 50% of his passes at 7 of 14, one interception, 76 yards in that first half. So a total of 124 on 31 offensive plays for Hastings College. The Broncos with seven first downs in that first half. Penalties, seven of them, seven totaling 66 yards for Hastings College. Rushing numbers today, Keenan Balazs leading the way, nine carries, 44 yards, and one touchdown. Receiving, Zane Anstein leading the way there, three catches and 38 yards. Nate Earl, two catches, 31 yards, and Travis Brown, one catch and 7 yards. But again, Hastings College needs to find a way to slow down Anthony Dunn. He's able to chew the secondary apart in that second quarter, and Matt Franz has really found a soft part of Hastings College's defense. And without stopping Dunn, it could be a long afternoon and a long second half for Hastings.
Hastings down by a score of 17-10 to the Doane College Tigers here this afternoon. Got some other games going on in the conference. Concordia is playing at Midland today. Briar Cliff at Nebraska Wesleyan. Morningside at Dort. Dakota Wesleyan against the Northwestern up in Orange City. And then the Tigers here against the Broncos. We've got all the scores coming up in just a few minutes. We'll go back to the KHAS Sports Studios and get you a college football scoreboard show in just a few minutes. Want to spend a couple of minutes right now with a beat writer for the Hastings Tribune, Eric Buderas, who's covering the ball game with us here this afternoon. And Eric, I'm surprised you don't have your Halloween costume on today. It's Halloween.
No, and it's kind of scary out there right now, you know, on the field. This game could go either way. This is just a great Hastings-Doane rivalry right here, and this is everything you'd expect. You got fake punts. You got teams airing it out. You got some hard hits in there. This is just a great football game today.
Yeah, typical Hastings-Doane clash here this afternoon. Unfortunately, the Broncos are trailing right now 17-10. The difference in the ball game, a fake field goal down there. I think the second rushing touchdown of Hastings is allowed.
Yeah, you know, and Coach Harper said earlier this week, you know, you can just kind of throw everything out the window, and both teams, you know, obviously there's a lot riding on this for Doane. They have postseason aspirations, but this is one of the greatest rivalries in NAIA football, and these teams both want to win this. You're going to do whatever it takes, and we've had some crazy finishes in this series.
And it looks like it could be heading for another one here this afternoon. Number one, we got to slow down the Doane passing attack. It looks pretty good so far.
We got Air Franzen coming to Hastings today. It looked like he picked up Bill Dannenhauer's playbook out of Dana College there. 26 pass attempts, nearly 250 yards passing. You know, we knew they were dangerous with this spread offense, you know, but they've been able to run the football effectively this year, which kind of made him a two-headed monster. And Coach Harper said that he wanted to really try to make Doane be one-dimensional. And when he said that, I don't think he envisioned giving up 250 yards passing in the first half.
Man, they have killed us with just those passes right in the center of the field, about mid-range down there. We've kind of shown a vulnerability to that little short pass there the past couple of weeks, and today Doane is attacking that.
Well, Hastings really cannot. They don't have the quickness on the outside to play man-to-man, especially against these Doane receivers, and Morningside showed that last week. And so Hastings is really just sticking with a lot of zone, and that leaves those middle zones open across the middle of the field. The thing that's really killing Hastings is tackling. Yeah, you know, the Doane receivers, they're catching the ball, you know, for 5 or 10 yards. Then they're getting another 5 or 10 or 15 yards after the tackle, breaking a tackle or two. So if Hastings can wrap up on that initial hit, you know, I think, you know, maybe he'd only have 150 yards passing.
Tell you what, Anthony Dunn, flat getting the job done offensively, and I'm impressed so far with the Doane defense. They came up with a lot of pressure early in the ball game on John Dostal. He had nowhere to go the first couple of series, but Doane has dialed up some good defensive pressure this afternoon.
Yeah, I think Matt Franzen must have had a spy in the Bronco locker room. He knew what the first two plays or he knew what the first two snap counts were going to be because Doane had guys in the Bronco backfield before Dostal even got the ball. But, yeah, you're absolutely right there, Mike. They've, according to Mike, what I've seen today, they've got four quarterback hurries and two sacks in the first half, and that's just flat out not getting it done for the Broncos, you know, on the front line. Hastings has to be able to slow this game down because Doane, in that second quarter, they went to that quicker pace, that not quite a hurry-up, but a faster-paced tempo, kind of like what we saw last week in the second half that Morningside did. And Hastings doesn't have an answer for that. So Hastings has to be able to put together some, you know, 10, 15 play drives, eat 5 or 6, 7 minutes off the clock, and shorten this game up.
Really, Morningside is doing about exactly what they did
Stone is doing about the same thing at Morningside did last week to us.
Exactly. It's the blueprint. Yep. You know, they must have gotten the play taper or something. But Stone's done this a couple of times this year, too. I was talking with Ken Hamilton from the Journal Star, and he said they really like this pace. They did it a couple of times against Midland a couple weeks ago. They did this a couple of times against Dakota Wesleyan as well. They just like this hurry-up offense, and it's easy to understand why. They're not you can't stop them.
It shouldn't be anything new. That's kind of the pace that we play at. Practice all week long. You know, we kind of practice against our own offense, and we try to do that offensively as well. Not anything close to what Doan's doing, though, today.
Now, the difference is you got a senior quarterback that's been starting for 4 years that's been running this. His receivers are juniors and seniors. His line, you know, they're all juniors and seniors. They've been running this with Coach Franzen for the last 5 years. This is our first year running it. Now, hopefully this is a preview of what's to come, you know, maybe next year or 2 years down the road from the Hastings offense. But clearly you can see, you know, what will happen with years of timing and work that, you know, once you get everybody on the same page with this offense.
As we look to the second half again, the Broncos trailing in this one by a score of 17-10. What do you expect in half number two?
No expectations whatsoever. I mean, anything. I mean, you could pick out the craziest play in the book, and there's a good chance, you know, we're going to see it. I think for Hastings to be successful and have a chance late in this ball game, they've got to really shorten this thing up because they don't have the depth in the secondary to run with these horses for the Doan offense. And so if Hastings, like I said, can turn some time off the clock, shorten this baby up, they got a good chance. And it's just going to take one big play. You never know. You know, maybe it's the defense coming up with a pick six or something. But we've seen some crazy finishes in this series, so I wouldn't expect anything less today.
And Hastings having a little trouble running the football again this afternoon, and that's one way to shorten up a game is to get the running game going and to keep the ball on the ground, keep the clock moving, and keep the ball moving down the field. Hastings can't run the football for the second straight week.
Well, and you don't have, when you say run the football, you don't have to run for 300 yards in a football game. Obviously, that's what I know Coach Harper would love to do. But if you can get 3, 4, 5 yards a pop, keep those linebackers sucked up, then all of a sudden that three-step passing game becomes kind of like a running game. If Dostal can complete 5 or 6 short, you know, 8 to 10 yard passes. Zane Anstein had a good first half. We should have had a touchdown down here that was dropped. That can work as a good running game too. You know, so it. Ball possession. You know, that's going to kind of be the big key. First downs, ball possession, and keep Air Franzen on the sideline.
Yeah, when Matt was on the coaching staff here at Hastings College a couple of years ago, we should have used some of those plays. He was hiding those things.
Oh, he looked like he tore out some pages from Coach Merkowitz's old days when we had Borchter and the boys down here. It's a fun offense to watch, and this is just a fun football game. Everybody, I hope you have your seat saved because you're not going to want to miss this second half.
All right, 17-10. Thanks for stopping by. We'll see you next week in Orange City, huh?
Thank you, Mike.
I know you're looking forward to the tulips and the windmills as much as we are.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not going to cut any. I don't want any take any $150 fines.
Okay. See you next week.
Thanks, Mike.
Again, Eric Bader is the beat writer for the Hastings Trib with us at halftime here this afternoon. Coming up, we have got the Scholar Athlete of the Week. And we'll check in with Tyson Ervonik at KHAS Sports Central. He's got all the scores from across the Great Plains Athletic Conference today and across the nation. We'll be back here in the second half action in just a few minutes. You're listening to Bronco Football today on 1230 KHAS.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete of the Week, brought to you by T&L Irrigation. The choice is simple. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Farmers, investing in irrigation could be the best decision you'll ever make for your farm's future success. So why not invest in the best? Buy a quarter-mile T&L pivot irrigation system and save $6,500 during T&L's Invest in the Best Harvest Special. It's going on now. Call T&L Irrigation or your T&L dealer today to learn more. T&L, proven technology that works.
Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is baseball star Kirby Wells. Kirby, a senior from Grand Island, majoring in K-12 special education with a 3.4 GPA. Athletically, he has been a three-year starter for the Broncos. He's honorable mention All-Conference and second-team All-Conference, and a recipient of the NAIA Champions of Character. Last year, Wells led the Broncos to the NAIA National Tournament with a 11-3 record and a 4.21 ERA. Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, Kirby Wells. Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each week by T&L Irrigation, solidly supporting the youth and young adults in your community.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create, sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
This is the Halftime Scoreboard presented by Auto Glass Experts. The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings.
And welcome inside the KHS Radio Sports Studios for your Halftime Scoreboard update. Scores around the GPAC right now. Hope you are enjoying Hastings College and Doan, the great rivalry that is the 110th meeting. The 17th-ranked Doan Tigers currently lead the Hastings College Broncos by the score of 17-0. Other scores going on across the GPAC, most of these games heading towards halftime, and a rare occurrence as they're all shutouts at this point, the other games around in the GPAC. Right now, Northwestern leads Dakota Wesleyan at the half by the score of 28-0. Morningside on top of Dort by the score of 28-0. Nebraska Wesleyan with three defensive touchdowns in this football game. They have a lead on Briarcliff, 38-0. And Midland is currently leading Concordia nearing halftime by the score of 16-0. So all the other four games, shutout games, and a few of them starting to look like they're going to be blowout games as we look towards the second half of GPAC football. Games going on in top 25 college football action right now. The Nebraska Cornhuskers upset the Michigan State Spartans. Home game for the Huskers. 24-3, the win for the Huskers. A great day. Hopefully, Bo Pelini gives out those black shirts on Monday at practice. 24-3 victory, Nebraska Cornhuskers. Right now, 10th-ranked Arkansas Razorbacks. They are lead Vanderbilt 31-28. Arkansas tacking on a field goal, and that game is late in the fourth quarter. Arkansas 31-28 lead over Vanderbilt. Virginia Tech, they lead Duke by the score of 14-10 with 9 minutes 17 seconds to play. 12th-ranked Virginia Tech Hokies once again on top of the Duke Blue Devils 14-10 in ACC play. Missouri has came back. They have tied Texas A&M. Texas A&M was leading in this ballgame. They were leading 28-17 at halftime, but 14 fourth-quarter points has this game tied. It's 31-31 with 1 minute and 40 seconds to play, and the fourth quarter will be keeping tabs on that game. Final score to report for you. The 18th-ranked Michigan Wolverines all over Purdue today by the score of 36-14. And a game in progress just getting underway in the first quarter. Oregon is first on the board. They have 8 points as they lead Washington State 8-0. When we come back on the Halftime Scoreboard Show, we'll let you know all the other top 25 games that are going to be going on, kicking off later this afternoon. That's all to come here on the Halftime Scoreboard Show.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass Experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Couple big games in top 25 that are going to be kicking off here momentarily. First of all, the third-ranked Oklahoma State Cowboys will be playing Baylor at 2:30. 7 o'clock tonight, Clemson in the ACC battle. The undefeated Clemson Tigers will be playing Georgia Tech. Of course, the big battle going on at 7 o'clock tonight, Stanford. They come in undefeated. They will be on the road to play USC. USC 6-1 in Pac-12 play, but not qualifying for a bowl or not even qualifying for a ranking due to their ineligibility, due to their infractions. 2:30 kickoff start, Big 12 matchup. It's a big Big 12 matchup as Kansas State will be playing Oklahoma. Kansas State is undefeated on the year and ranked 8th in the nation. At 6:15 tonight, South Carolina will be playing Tennessee. The 13th-ranked South Carolina Gamecocks on the road to be playing Tennessee. 7 o'clock tonight, a Big 10 battle. as Ohio State will play host to the 15th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers. 2:30, getting off here just momentarily, Penn State will be playing Illinois at 6 o'clock tonight. It's Texas Tech and Iowa State at 5 o'clock, or excuse me, at 5:30, we'll see Arizona State and Colorado as Colorado continues their Big 12 or their Pac-12 debut. They are 0-4 in Pac-12 play. And then finally at 2:30, we'll be seeing Georgia playing Florida. That game kicking off here momentarily. Once again, Hastings College trails by 7 to Doan. The Nebraska Cornhuskers pick up a big win. That's all from the KHAS Sports Studios. I'm Tyson Nevronik. We'll get you back out to the game.
The Halftime Scoreboard has been brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts. The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street in Hastings. Stay tuned. The second half is coming up on your home and away voice of the Hastings College Broncos, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Seeing the ball in any sport is so important, and taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Hastings Vision Clinic will help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision care, contact lenses, sunglasses, and designer eyewear. Hastings Vision Clinic has an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. See Drs. Richard Arneson, Nate Bolin, and Eric Arneson at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th Street, Hastings, and at hastingsvisionclinic.com.
Savings you'll go nuts over. Savings, that is, on Mohawk flooring during the 133rd Mohawk Anniversary Celebration Sale at Boers Floors. Great prices and savings on Mohawk carpet and hard surfaces, including wood, laminate, and tile. The Mohawk Anniversary Sale also includes Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. Special financing is available. Ask Boers Floors for details. Go nuts during Mohawk's 133rd Birthday Sale at Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 464-463-5666.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Boyd Wilson Field is 17-10. The Doan College Tigers.
Did I hear what I think
yeah.
I heard?
Yeah.
The chain gang is going through their warm-ups for the second half. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, their pre-second half warm-ups. Look at them. They're down in the end zone.
They've done their calisthenics. Now they're in a big old circle.
Yep, they're huddled up in a meeting, getting everybody jacked up. I don't see Gino and the boys doing that over at Duncan ever.
This is the chain gang, folks. They're down in the end zone getting all fired up.
Yep, here they go.
They break their huddle, and now here they come running back out to man the chains. Unbelievable what you might see in the final game of the regular season here at home. Anyway, we got a 17-10 ball game. More serious stuff here. The Broncos down by 7.
Well, exactly, and the Broncos giving up a lot of passing yards there in that first half of football to Doan, and Anthony Dunn really ripping the defense apart. So Hastings College has to find a way to stop Dunn, and more importantly, the whereabouts of Jeremiah Saffold. He has been all over the field. He has really hurt the Broncos so far. Broncos undefeated on the season in home games. They have yet to win a game on the road. But if the Broncos want to win their final home game and stay undefeated for the season, they're going to have a much better half of football, as we're just about underway here in the second half.
Hastings has now went undefeated at home, Jimmy, since 2003. Here's a Tyson Burris. He's going to get a start here. He's across the 10-yard line to the 15, out to the 20, and a penalty flag comes in.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, Ron's record has just been beaten. We had a penalty flag thrown in the St. Cecilia Sutton football game of 31 yards, and this official just threw one here as Jimmy's calculating up the yardage.
34.
Ron has been taken out of his longest penalty flag thrown.
Yep, Ron, you no longer have the record. 34 yards. He was over here almost at the 50-yard line in front of the Hastings College bench, threw that all the way down to the 24-yard line, but more importantly, in the middle of the field. That was a launch. That's probably one of them NFL flags. That's what Ron says he has, is an NFL flag.
That was thrown a long way, and it's going to unfortunately go against Hastings.
Oh, my.
How he saw that clear out here to the 50-yard line, I have no idea.
That's what Tony Harper wants to know. Tony Harper is questioning, I don't know whether he's asking if he's got any eligibility left at quarterback or what the flag was for, but anyway, the field judge throws that. The Broncos now in a hole. They start at their own 12.
All right, here's a pitch back now as they get it to Keenan Balazs. He gets outside across the 15 to 20-yard line. That's a Keenan. I thought maybe Terry Waiters was in there, but it's going to be Keenan Balazs as a quick pitch goes out to him.
Nice running room outside the numbers there by Belage as he gets the ball to the 21. So a pickup of 9 on the play, second down and 1.
Well, Keenan in the first half, 9 carries, 44 yards. So we'll give him 10 carries now and 53. So Keenan trying to get on track here in this ball game. Again, Hastings College wants to grind the clock. They want to run the football, but they're going to have to do a better job blocking up front this half.
We want to control the football. We got to get some points on the scoreboard here. Here's a running play to Keenan Belage, and he runs right into Jeremy Wallace again. Little linebacker there for the Tigers. That's a first down for Hastings, so they come back out and get a first down in their first possession here. Just underway here in the second half. The Broncos are trailing the Doane College Tigers, the 17th ranked Tigers here this afternoon, by a score of 17-10. John Dossel has a wide receiver split out wide to the right side. First down and 10 for Hastings. They've got the ball on their own 25. Backs to the I formation. Dossel gives it away to Beatty. Fights through there across the 25. Hard run up to the 27-yard line. So Zach Beatty, the senior from Colorado Springs, that's his seventh carry of the season. Beatty now with 7 carries and 45 yards this year. He picks up 2 there, second down and 8 yards to go.
Beatty yet to come up with a reception. He has kind of been a nice little secret that Tony Harper has had out there this year, receiving the football out of the backfield. Beatty has really showed that he's got some good hands and can run real well after the catch, but yet to receive one today.
All right, from the I formation again, quick pitch goes to Keenan Belage, gets outside to the 30, down the hash marks to the 35-yard line. So Keenan Belage finding some success running the football now against the Tigers. Exactly what the Broncos need here in the second half. They're going to spot the football at about the 34. Mills in on the stop again for this Doane defense. A pickup of a couple of yards there, and it's now third down and a yard to go.
Well, Keenan now 12 carries and 64 yards. A nice run there of 8 yards. Third down, very manageable down. 1 yard to go here for the Broncos.
Belage will get another carry. 35-yard line breaks outside to the 40. 45 out to the 47-yard line. So Hastings going back to the old rushing attack. Did not have a whole lot of success in the first half of play. Hastings rushing for only 48 yards on 17 carries here in the first half. But Hastings come out on fire here in the third quarter, keeping it on the ground.
Yeah, everything on the ground here on this drive. 5 plays, 35 yards. And Belage now with 13 carries and 78 yards in the ball game. The Broncos with their 9th first down. They've got the ball out at their own 49-yard line. 12:44 left to go here in the quarter number 3.
Victor Sapp into the ball game now to the right side. Here comes Nate Arnold in motion. John Dossel wants to throw the football. Stands. He throws the ball down there. Nate Arnold tries to come up with it, and he can't pull her down at the 20-yard line. The ball overthrown there by Dossel.
Boy, and just a couple of yards too deep for Nate Arnold. He was lined up in the slot on the left side and just simply run a fly pattern right down the middle of the field. He had a step on his defender, and again, Nate did a great job lunging out there for the football as he is met by one of the receiving coaches for Hastings College. Obviously, maybe a wrong pattern run there by Nate, but nevertheless, almost a completion, but it falls to the turf, second down and 10 here for Hastings.
Hastings with the ball on their 49-yard line, working from our left to our right, north to south here in quarter number 3. Again, the Tigers showing blitz here defensively. Dostal looking for a play. Now he's got it. Hands under center. Handoff goes to Belage across the 50 to the 49-yard line. Across the 50 to the 49, a pickup of a couple of yards on the play for Keenan Belage, but now Hastings looking at third down and 9 yards to go. I'm just watching the Hastings College coaching staff. Look how many signals are actually signaled into John Dossel, the quarterback for the Broncos. They've got 3 or 4 coaches' arms a-flying down there.
Well, and they've got 2 of them in white shirts. One of them's in a black jacket. Boy, you wonder which one is the real call that's coming in.
Third down and 9 yards to go. Dostal backs up. Here comes the pressure. The pass is going to be caught. Caught across the 40. Down to the 35-yard line. Zane Anstein with a reception there. Tackle is made by Joe Knott, the junior linebacker out of Ogallala. And that is a first down for the Broncos. John Dostal right on the money there.
First down number 10 for Hastings today. We'll give Anstein 14 after the catch. Anstein having a nice afternoon. That's his 4th reception now for 52 yards.
So Hastings has got the ball in Doane territory. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 17-10. Wide receivers Victor Sapp to the left side, Travis Brown to the right. Dossel's going to run the football, 35-30, down to the 27-yard line. That was a quarterback keeper all the way as John Dossel calls his own number, takes the ball out of the 27. We've got an injured Tiger down here, an injured Tiger at the 28-yard line. But a nice pickup by John Dossel, a pickup of 8 yards in a play. It is second down and 2 yards to go for Hastings. Clayton Kohling is the injured player down here for the Tigers at the 28. So we've got an injury timeout. We'll take a break. 11 minutes and 22 seconds to play
in quarter number three. It's Hastings College trailing Doan. It's the Tigers 17, the Broncos 10.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, so they help the injured player to the sidelines there. John Dostal, Jimmy, maybe got shaken up there a little bit. Jimmy, he came to the sideline.
Well, Dostal was in the pistol there, got the snap, and seen the middle of the field open up, called his own number. But, boy, once he got into that linebacking core, Wallace was right there to lay a hit on him. He come around to the sidelines on that injury, shaking his head, trying to get the cobwebs out. A big, big hit, but a second down and two here for Hastings.
From the 27-yard line of Doan, Beatty goes in motion. Pitch play goes to Keenan Balazs, trying to get outside again. Keenan is going to be hit. The ball pops loose, and I think Doan is on top of the football. Keenan Balazs fumbles the football over there at the 28-yard line. It goes high in the air. The ball is recovered by Doan down there at the 28. And the recovery is by Lance Shiflett. Lance Shiflett, the transfer from Nebraska Kearney, comes up with a ball. And the Tigers have it at their own 27-and-a-half-yard line.
59-yard drive, all for naught, as Hastings College gets it down into Doan territory, running the ball very effectively on the first drive of the second half, and then a turnover.
All right, so here comes Anthony Dunn and the Tigers. Their offensive unit back out there. A pass across the middle is going to be overthrown. Anthony Dunn, who's been right on the money all afternoon long, that pass was not very good, right in the center of the field, overthrown. Dunn is connected on 65% of his passes so far this year, 152 for 233 coming in here.
Well, Dunn so far in the game, now 17 of 27, one interception, 242 yards.
He backs up again, wants to throw the ball, steps up, his pass can be caught and dropped out here at the 40-yard line. So it's another incomplete pass there, and Doan now looking at third down and 10 yards to go. Third down and 10 from their own 28-yard line.
Doan has only rushed the ball 12 times today, 12 times in the ball game, and they have thrown 27 passes.
Northwestern leading Dakota Wesleyan 28-0 now at halftime. We'll see the Red Raiders next week. Hastings coming with the pressure from the corner. They hand the ball away to a Dosey, and Dosey takes the ball across the 30 out to about the 31-yard line. Three plays and out, the Tigers will have to punt. So Hastings, after fumbling the football, the Tigers can't do anything with it. So Hastings will get her back here.
Well, nothing hurt there. Riley Nicola will drop back deep to return this punt. But again, Hastings with a nice drive to start the game out. Hopefully that momentum carries over into this next drive.
So Nicola will drop back here at about the 30. Has a couple of words with the official there. Talking like good old boys back there.
Yeah, let me give me a chance here. I'm a senior. It's my final game at home.
Here comes the kick to him as Riley chases the ball down to the far side. It bounces at the 22-yard line. It goes out of bounds, so Riley can't get there. Hastings gives away a lot of field position there after that nice drive. They fumble the football. Then their defense holds, and that was a 51-yard kick there by Andrew Nielsen of Doan. Hastings will have it first down and 10 on their own 22.
Well, again, Hastings on that last drive, 45 yards on the ground before the Balazs fumble. And they had John Dostal had one pass completion. That to Zane Anstein. Again, Anstein having a nice afternoon, four catches and 52 yards for Zane.
So let's see if the Broncos can get something going here offensively. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 17-10. We're in the third quarter of play. Here's Dostal, quick pitch again to Keenan Balazs. Balazs finds a seam, takes it to the 21. Looked like there was a lot more real estate out here as Keenan Balazs, but the hole closes quickly there as Balazs is brought down on the play at the 21-yard line. Only a pickup of about a yard or so. Jeremy Wallace again into the stop with the Tigers.
Boy, and Keenan Balazs is quick, and he hit the hole and was able to get in a couple of yards deep into Doan secondary. But again, Wallace at 250-plus, able to run Balazs down.
There's a Nate Arnold going in motion. They're going to hand the ball away to him. They sweep left side as Nate's got the ball at the 25-yard line, out across the 30, out to the 33, 34-yard line. The former Adams Central Patriot carrying the ball there. That's Cody Fanning in on a stop for the Doan College Tigers Bill Carlin just grinning ear to ear right there as his former Adams Central Patriot picks up a nice gain there and picks up a first down for the Broncos.
Well, just yet another great Adams Central player playing here for Hastings College. We got another one. We'll see some action next year in Matt Overmiller. He's just a freshman here at quarterback, but a nice run by Arlt, gain of 11.
Here's John Dostal with the ball, rolls to the right side. Dostal directs traffic. His pass is going to be incomplete. Trying to get the ball to Clayton Dean. It's incomplete. In coverage, Cody Fanning for Doan. So incomplete pass, second down, and 10 yards to go. John Dostal might have a little to say about Matt Overmiller taking over as quarterback, because John is just a junior here at Hastings.
It'll be a good battle in the offseason. I know Kendall Ferguson as well, the freshman from Kimball. They liked all three of them. They had a heated battle in spring and fall camp. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But again, Overmiller going to really play hard for some starting time next year.
Second down, 10 yards to go. Here's Dostal again. Hands the ball away to Balaj, and Balaj is hit, and down he goes. He is hit before he can get started there. A pickup of only 1 yard in the play. Cody Fanning coming up to make the stop again for the Tigers. And now Hastings looking at third down and 9 yards to go. Doan defensively this year, this has not been the strong part of their defense, although it's strong. Third in the conference in scoring defense. They're giving up only 19 points per game. They are eighth in passing defense, fourth in rushing defense, fourth in total defense. Third down, 9 yards to go. Hastings with the ball at their own 33-and-a-half-yard line. Now penalty flags fly again. The Broncos continue to be hampered by penalties in this football game.
That is now the 10th penalty of the ball game for Hastings College. That was coming on a third down and about 9 yards. So it's going to cost them five here. So it'll be third and 14. The ball back at the 29-yard line, 8:28 and counting here in quarter number three.
All those penalties, and we're still just in the third quarter. 8 minutes and 21 seconds to play. Hastings trailing by a score of 17-10. Broncos have the ball, third down and 14 yards to go. Play action pass. Look out. Dostal nearly fell down. Here's a pass across the middle. It's caught by Travis Brown, and he is jarred, and the ball falls to the turf. Travis Brown is drilled out here at the 45-yard line, and he is slow in getting up. That was Josh Mills coming up, and Brown is slow in getting up for Hastings.
Well, one of them crossing patterns right in the middle of the secondary for the opposing team is never going to be a good result, and Travis Brown was absolutely blasted by Josh Mills, the defensive back. Mills only 5'7", 158, but he had time to build up momentum, and he laid a whop on Travis Brown.
Travis Brown going to have to see a trainer Mel over here as they come to the sidelines. Hastings is going to have to punt. Fourth down and 14 yards to go. Here's the punt by Mertens high in the air. Could be a kick that falls down here at the 44-yard line. Doan gets away from it. Hastings will down the football. That's a kick of only about 25 yards for Tyler Mertens. Hastings kicking against the wind here this afternoon. Looks like it's picked up a little bit out of the south as the flags are outstretched there in the end zone. And Doan will have good field position here. First down and 10 yards to go. Tigers with the ball on the 43.
Now, trainer Mel continuing to tend to Travis Brown. Travis looks like maybe feeling his oats a little bit down there on the sidelines.
Here's Dunn wants to throw the ball again. That one is overthrown. Saffold, the intended receiver, over in the far sideline. Garrett Griffith back in coverage for Hastings College. Again, the Nebraska Cornhuskers winners this afternoon. 14th-ranked Nebraska winning over 11th-ranked Michigan State 24-3. Missouri and Texas A&M are now in overtime, tied up at 31. Michigan has beaten Purdue today 36-14. Oklahoma State and Baylor just getting started. There's a short little pass across the middle. It's going to go for absolutely nothing. In fact, a loss of a yard or so. That's Jesse Vervaldi, the guy who scored on that fake field goal attempt earlier in the ball game for a touchdown. He gets a pass completion there for about a half a yard, and that's it. Broncos right there defensively, and now it's third down and 10 yards to go.
Guy featured in our local newspaper today, Alec Diffendaffer, on the coverage there. Actually, they're going to give him a better spot. They had the marker spotted for about a yard loss. So get bringing it back to the line of scrimmage, third and 10 here for Doan.
Doan wants to throw the ball again. His pass is going to be caught. Nice grab at the 45 to the 40 to the 35 in the center of the field. Breaks outside 30, 25, 20, 15. The ball comes loose. It is loose, picked up by Indiana Jones. Jones has got it for Hastings. He's battling, and he has brought that at the 5 yard line. The ball was knocked loose. It was picked up by Indiana Jones, and the Broncos get it on another Doan turnover.
That was a 55-yard catch and run on third and 10 as he hits Curry across the middle of the field, sliced the Bronco defense up, and then I didn't get the number down here who knocked the ball out for Hastings. But Hastings College, again, with another big turnover. They nullify a long, long play for the Doan Tigers. 55 yards on the gain, and now the Broncos will take over. They're deep in their own territory. They'll have it at the own 6-yard line.
Kyle Carruthers is the guy that got in there, jarred the ball loose, and Indiana Jones scoops up the ball for Hastings, and the Broncos now have it. First down from their own 10-yard line. Handoff goes to Keenan Balazs as he comes out to about the 9. Boy, how many bullets are the Broncos going to have to dodge here this afternoon? Doan was well underway to another score right there. This is only a 7-point ball game at 17-10, but the Tigers turned the ball over. A fumble inside the 10-yard line, scooped up Indiana Jones. And now Hastings has got to do something offensively here. Second down and 8 yards to go. They've got the ball on their own 8-yard line. Doan is blasting Briar Cliff today 45-0. They open up the second half, returning a kick for a touchdown. Here's a pass thrown by Dostal. He gets it into the hands of Nate Arl, and he is out of bounds. Tackle is made in there by number 7, Cody Fanning, for Doan. As Nate Arl grabs that one, but now Hastings is still looking at third down. Third down at about 4 yards to go. Broncos need a couple of first downs at least, Jimmy, going in this direction as the Broncos are against the wind. That last punt only was 25 yards by Tyler Mertens.
Yeah, exactly. And you look at the flags in the north end zone there, they've really started extending straight out, so it would be a tough pump. But it's a third down, 3rd and 3 here for Hastings.
Dostal has got the ball. He backs up. He's got time. Fires the ball out here. It's caught Zach Beatty at the 15-yard line, after the 16 to the 17-yard line. And that's going to be very close to a first down. We'll see where the officials spot the football. They had to take it to the 17 for the first down. The officials are spotting the football, and I don't think they got their 16-yard line. They're going to put it down at the 16. So Hastings looking at fourth down and a yard to go. Fourth and a yard from their own 16-yard. Well, let's see. Well, the officials, yeah, give them a first down. They're going to give them a first down. So evidently the chain gang was off a yard or so. They started on the 6, but the chains looked like it was down at the 17.
Well, they're all jacked up. They had that pregame warm-up over there in the end zone. It doesn't matter. We'll give Zach Beatty a gain of 4, his first reception of the afternoon, and a first down.
So Hastings keeping the drive alive. Here's a Keenan Balazs. He's at the 15, 16, 17, and he falls down. Balazs is tripped up on the play as he brings the ball out there, angling off to the right side. That's a Cody Fanning again into the stop for the Tigers. He's been in a bushel basket full of tackles here in the second half, a junior out of Juanita Palisade. Second down and 7 yards to go.
If you remember, he had a brother to play there a few years back, Dakota Fanning. You don't remember that. I know you don't.
Nice job pulling that one out.
Yeah.
I live in the present. You live in the past.
Well, I remember the old archives.
Here's Keenan Balazs. He's got a hole across the 25 out to the 26, 27-yard line. So Keenan Balazs went all the way at the tailback position here this afternoon for Hastings College. Picks up another first down for the Broncos. Tackle is made in there by Keeson Christensen, a guy who was shaken up earlier in the ball game. He's back in there now, a junior out of Raymond Central. His first down, 10 yards to go. Hastings with the ball on their own 28. Broncos trailing by a score of 17-10. Nobody has scored yet here in the third quarter. Doan is threatened. Broncos have kept them off of the scoreboard. First down and 10 from the 28. Travis Brown back into the ball game. He comes in motion. Dostal steps up. He throws the ball. It's going to be caught here in the center of the field. And caught and dropped. At Zane Anstein, he had it in his hands, and the ball is jarred loose out here at the 42-yard line. It falls to the turf, so an incomplete pass, and it's now second down and 10.
Going to get another drop pass for Hastings College would have been enough for a first down. We've seen at least 3 drop passes again today. That was a problem the Broncos had last week up in Sioux City against Morningside. So it'll bring up a second down and 10 here. Ball on the 28, but more importantly, the clock continues to tick away. It's a stop now, but it's down to 4:16. In the third quarter.
Wide receivers go left and right. Hastings with the ball on their own 28-yard line. Play action pass. Dostal wants to throw. Here comes some pressure. Dostal scrambles to his left. His pass is going to be off of his fingertips and almost intercepted. It touched the ground. It did. Doan is celebrating over there. It's going to be an incomplete pass as the officials come running in. They nearly got the interception on the deflected pass. It's now third down and 10.
That was Wallace, that linebacker we have been talking about. He made a diving stab at it. I would love to see that one again on replay. That was very, very close, but the umpire right there says it hit the turf, and an incomplete pass for John Dostal. And now Hastings College will be faced with third and long.
I don't know what Matt Franzen is doing, but he's got a bunch of very talented transfer kids that have come to Doan all of a sudden. Third down and 10 yards to go. Hastings with the ball on their own 28. Here's Dostal again. He wants to throw. Here comes the pressure. Dostal throws it. It's going to be incomplete. There's going to be a penalty flag. There it is. Victor Sapp is going to be interfered with. Penalty flag is down, and Hastings will be Hastings will get a flag called here on Doan as Victor Sapp is going to be interfered with. The Bronco fans didn't let that one go by, did they?
Oh, no. I was going to say we have, I don't know, is there 1,000 people, maybe a little more down there at every one of them?
Voice their approval for that one, yeah.
Voice in their opinion is Victor Sapp. First time that Hastings has tried to go to Victor Sapp, the very talented freshman, tried to get him the ball across the middle of the field, and this would get Hastings a fresh set of downs.
So Victor Sapp, somebody got to him a little bit early on the pass. And it's going to be a first down for Hastings as they bring the ball out to the 36-yard line. So we're down to 3 minutes and 58 seconds to play. You continue to pull out the stat sheets now. We're on our second sheet for Hastings College. John Dostal has had a big afternoon today. Here's Dostal again. He hands the ball away to Keenan Balazs in the center of the field. Gets a yard, maybe two. That's all she wrote. Second down, 8 yards to go for Hastings as they work with the ball here in their own territory. Zach Beatty into the ball game now for Hastings College. Tyler Mertens will check out. So Hastings will go with an offset eye now in this formation. Wide receivers left and right. Second down, and still his knee went down at about the 37, so no gain in that last play. Second down and 10 yards to go. Again, Doan is showing blitz off of the corner here on the left sideline as Joe Knott is sneaking up there, the linebacker for Doan. Now he backs away. Dostal with hands under center. Quick pitch comes to Keenan Balazs. He sweeps right side, and he is knocked down at the 40-yard line. Hard hit there by Josh Mills, number 43. I'll tell you what, the Tigers' defense, they will hit you, and they will hit you hard. And Keenan Balazs knocked down there at the 40, a pickup of only 3 yards in the play. It's third down and 7.
22 carries now and 99 yards unofficially for Keenan Balazs in the game. And you mentioned it just a few minutes ago, Matt Franzen is doing a lot of things right over there in Crete for this Doan Tiger football program. And there is a lot of guys that we are going to see for several years on the defensive side of things.
Third down and 7 yards to go. Dostal wants to throw. Look out. Here comes the pressure. Dostal throws the ball. It's going to be tipped, and it's going to be out of bounds. Trying to get the ball to Nate Arnold here right in front of the Bronco bench at the first down stakes. It's incomplete, and the Broncos will have to punt. I don't know how you get guys to transfer to Doan. We have a Nebraska product on here. We've got a Wayne State guy. We've got a Nebraska Kearney guy on here. A lot of transfers coming into play in the years ahead here for the Doan College Tigers.
And 4 kids from Hawaii. Now, what does Crete, Nebraska have that Hawaii does not?
Matt Franzen, he must have a pipeline. He's like going down there and putting his toes in the sand down there.
Evidently.
Tyler Mertens will kick the ball away here for Hastings. Another punt for the Broncos. A wobbly kick. Doan gets away from it. It takes a Hastings bounce across the 25 down to the 21-yard line. Tyson Palacios down there to a down the football for Hastings. That was a kick of about 39 yards, so now Doan will come out. They've got the one to their back here for the final 2 minutes and 28 seconds of the third quarter. Still 17-10 our score. Doan out on top of Hastings College today.
Well, and yardage-wise, Hastings College has put it all together. Broncos with 103 yards in the third quarter so far. Doan, 55 through the air, but that was on that last play that netted a fumble at the 3 or at the 6-yard line.
Here's a handoff to Dosey. Eludes one man at the 20-yard line. Brings the ball out to the 25. So a pickup of about 4 yards in a play by Dosey. And he is tackled there by the Bronco defense. Into the stop there for Hastings College defensively was number 57, Jordan Bordoff, who's into the ball game. Jordan Bordoff is the backup to Indiana Jones. So Jordan Bordoff down into the ball game here for Hastings College. He's a junior out of Fremont Bergen. Second down and 6 yards to go. Doan with the ball. They've got it on their own 26. From the shotgun set, Hastings showing blitz. Here they come with it, and they're going to run a play right up the middle here across the 25 out to the 30 to the 31-yard line as Dosey is going to be very close to a first down. And they will move the sticks on the far side of the field. So Doan has got a first down. We're down to a minute and 45 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Torrey Warren in on the last stop there for Hastings College. So now Warren is up there in replace of Chad Hartman on the defensive line for Hastings College. So Anthony Dunn is up to the line of scrimmage here. He'll be in a shotgun set. Wide receiver split out to the left side. One lone setback. Dosey just to his left out there. First down and 10 from their own 31. Here's a Dunn. Looks right. Comes back left. The ball is going to be grabbed here by Saffold. Saffold makes a move into 35 down the sideline 40, and he's run out of bounds by Kane Ellenberg. Saffold again gets another reception there, and he is chewing up the Bronco defense this afternoon single-handedly. A senior from Papillion, La Vista South, leading receiver for the Tigers, and he's got a bunch here this afternoon.
Well, we'll give him 10 more to his total at the halftime. Saffold with 137. We'll give him 147 now officially in the ball game.
First down and 10 for the Tigers. They have moved the ball out here to the 42-yard line. Down to a minute and 18 seconds to play now in the third quarter. 17-10, Doan with the lead. Anthony Dunn from the gun. Hastings is going to be offside. Here's a running play to Dosey. Another penalty flag. Another penalty flag goes down as Dosey is brought down at the 46. So the first flag is going to be an offside. Hastings was coming with a blitz over here. Alec Diffendaffer jumps offside for Hastings. The other flags on the other side of the field is going to be another foul. So we will check that out. We're down to a minute and 7 seconds to play. Midland is out on top of Concordia now, 26-3. They are in the third quarter. Morningside is leading Dort by the score of 35-0. We're going to have an offside call in Hastings. We're going to have a holding call and Doan. Penalties will offset. We'll replay first down. So first down and 10 yards to go. Doan will have it here on the 41-yard line. Put the ball down, guys. Officials carrying the ball around here, and the teams are ready to play, and they don't have a football.
I tell you what, about all the games we have done, Hastings College games this season, the officials have just taken their sweet, sweet time.
They have no plans for supper.
Evidently not.
First down, 10 yards to go from the 42. Dunn play action pass, winds up, going to take the ball down deep. He's got a man out there, and he can't make the catch. Penalty flag goes down. A penalty flag goes down. Hastings is going to be guilty. That Kyle Carruthers, at the last second, he was beaten on a play, Jimmy. He just shoves the receiver from behind, and a pass interference call on Hastings.
Well, and guess who? It was Saffold again running the fly pattern down the middle of the field. And Dunn winds up and just throws that with all the wind at his back. There's the call, pass interference on Hastings College. More importantly, I watched John Belise come off the field very gingerly. He had to have a replacement come in. He was chasing Dunn down. But, again, you can't allow Saffold to get behind you, and that is what Carruthers did.
He knew he was beaten on the play, and I think he, instead of giving up a touchdown, he went out there and just kind of pushed Saffold from behind.
And that's probably what was going to happen. That ball was going to be perfectly thrown. So, instead, they get a first down, and they're into Bronco territory at the 43.
All right, so Doan on the move now with 49 seconds to play here in the third quarter, leading in the ball game. There's a running play now to Saffold. He stops. He ducks it inside, 45, down to the 43-yard line. So a pickup of only about a yard or so on the play. Tackle is made in there by Indiana Jones for Hastings College defensively. Saffold lined up as a wide receiver to the left side, and they came back, handed the ball away to him. But the Broncos right there defensively. Nice play by the Bronco D. No gain on the last play. Second down and 10 yards to go. Saffold now splitting out wide to the left side. In fact, four wide receivers out on this pattern. As the quarterback, Anthony Dunn, stands in the gun, backs up, fires the ball. Grossano is intercepted. Intercepted by Hastings at the 30. That's Riley Nicola again. He's back to the 40, to the 46-yard line. Riley Nicola gets his second interception of the ball game for Hastings. Nicola comes up with another pick. That's his fourth interception of the season. And again, the Bronco defense turns away the Tigers.
Boy, and again, Dunn and Saffold have a communication problem. Dunn throws that one to the outside. Saffold was cutting to the inside, and all alone out there, Riley Nicola just playing center field, gets his second interception. He gets it all the way back out to the 46. So this Bronco defense again comes up with a big play, and now the offense trots on the field with 9.5 seconds left to go here in the third quarter.
Now the Tigers coming with a blitz. Here's Dostal. He's going to run the ball 45-50 inside Doan territory. Run out of bounds to the 45-yard line. Doan coming with all the pressure in the world there. John saw it. They faked the ball up inside at Keenan Balazs, and John Dostal takes off around the left end and moves the ball into Doan territory. First down and 10 at the Tiger 43.
First down number 14, and that's 86 yards of rushing here for Hastings College in the third quarter. John Dostal now on the afternoon. He had a couple of sacks, but he finally gets out of negative territory, and he gets up to 18 yards of rushing after that 11-yard carry, and we are at the end of the third quarter.
All right, three quarters in the books here this afternoon. It's still 17-10. The Tigers have the lead. You're listening to Bronco Football.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drugstores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drugstore downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. Bob Sass Flowers has wall art, door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. And for even more home decor and gift ideas, shop the oohs and ahs level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings. Say it with flowers, Bob Sass Flowers.
Farmers, investing in irrigation could be the best decision you'll ever make for your farm's future success. So why not invest in the best? Buy a quarter-mile T&L pivot irrigation system and save $6,500 during T&L's Invest in the Best Harvest Special. It's going on now. Call T&L Irrigation or your T&L dealer today to learn more. T&L, proven technology that works.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field, 17-10. Broncos trailing, but Hastings on the move as we start the fourth quarter. First down, 10 yards to go. Hastings with the ball now at the Doan 43-yard line. There's a Dostal again. Doan showing blitz. Dostal backs away. As John has got his hands under center, now he hands the ball away to Balazs. Sweeps to the right side, and he is pulled down from behind. Pulled down from behind by Wallace again back here at the 47-yard line. So a great defensive play by Jeremy Wallace, that sophomore linebacker at 254 pounds.
Well, and now Keenan Balazs down. Experience looks like some cramps as Zane Anstein over there trying to help him out. We got Trainer Mel over here working on Tyson Burrish on the sidelines with some apparent cramp problems. Now we've got Keenan on the far sidelines out at the numbers. So he will have to come out. Zach Beatty will trot into the game here.
All right, so the training staff are busy all of a sudden. 17-10 is the score. Hastings College with a 7-point deficit to make up here.
Well, a better offensive showing there in the third quarter. Through three now, Hastings College with 236 yards of total offense, 98 through the air, and 138 on the ground on 34 rushes for Hastings College. Penalties 10 for 96 yards. For Hastings College, we look on the side of Doan, 306 of total yardage, 309 through the air. My goodness, 309 for Anthony Dunn, minus 3 yards rushing for the Tigers. Individual leaders for Hastings College rushing, Balazs, 21 carries, 100 yards and a touchdown. Receiving, Zane Anstein, 4 catches and 52 yards. By the way, Jeremiah Saffold, 8 catches and 148 yards. But, boy, the big story, Anthony Dunn, 20 of 33, couple picks, but 309 yards.
So second down and 14 yards to go now. They got Keenan Balazs off the field. Terry Waiters is into the ball game now. Here's a pass that's going to be caught. It's caught at the 35-yard line to the 30 in the center of the field. Travis Brown at the 25-yard line. He spins away down to the 23. Travis Brown gets his, is that his first reception of the day? I think it is. Travis Brown down to the 23-yard line, his second reception of the day. Hastings has a first down.
24 yards, and now a Doan Tiger is injured. He is on the back, on his back at the left hash marks, but 24 yards for Travis Brown. That is his second reception for 31 yards now in the ball game. Boy, a lot of guys experience cramping problems down on the field.
Nobody you see that when it's hot. Yeah, a lot hotter than it is right now. So evidently some problems out there. That's three cramps now we've seen in the last minute or so. This guy gets up and he's going to walk off under his own power. Is that to Wallace? Number 34, Wallace, is heading off of the field. So Jeremy Wallace, that linebacker we've been talking about all day long, is going to head to the far sideline and quick run some plays with him on the sideline.
I was just going to say, hurry up. Can we run him while he's still getting helped off the field? Because this guy is going to be scary for us to see for the next 3 years.
How much more weight can a linebacker put on at 254 and still have his speed? We'll see him next year.
Oh, my goodness. He is just all over the field. Transfer in from UNL. But, my goodness, Matt Franz has got a diamond in the rough there, only a sophomore.
All right, so Hastings will run a play here. First down and 10 from the 24-yard line. They fake it to Waiters.
John Dostal has got the ball. They dump it away. That's Zane Anstein. He's got it down at the 20-yard line, and he is going to be brought down right there. Boy, they're jerking and tugging on Zane Anstein. Finally, they get him down to the turf at the 20. Tackle is made in there by Josh Mills, the senior free safety, a product from Papillion La Vista South.
Boy, and a great play fake carried out there by Terry Waiters. Number 98 blasted in there. Nathan Rogge was right in there all over Waiters. And then Dostal rolls out the right side, hits Anstein. Just a short gain, 4 yards, second down, 7 to go officially. The ball is on the 20.
There's a handoff to Waiters now. He's at the 20, down to the 18-yard line. So Terry Waiters gets his first carry of the ball game here with Keenan Balazs on the sideline with some cramps. Terry Waiters picks up a couple of yards. Waiters is a 210-pound sophomore from Colorado Springs. That is his 37th carry of the season. Now with 172 yards. For the 2011 campaign, Hastings looking at a big third down call here.
Got the problems taken care of for Keenan Balazs. He is back out there in the huddle with the rest of the Hastings College offense.
So a big third down call here, third and four for the Broncos at the 17-yard line of Doan. Hastings is trailing in the ball game by a score of 17-10. Dostal wants to throw. Here comes the pressure. Dostal moves to his left. The pass is caught and dropped. Caught and dropped there by Zach Beatty. Normally sure-handed Zach Beatty drops the football at the 10-yard line. And that's going to bring up a fourth down situation now. And Hastings College is going to go for a field goal here. So with plenty of time on the clock at 10:53 remaining, or actually 12:53 remaining here in the fourth quarter.
Boy, and not quite the time the ball got to the hands of Zach Beatty. The helmet turned in the direction of the goal line. Beatty was looking upfield to turn and get a chance at getting over the end zone.
This is a 35-yard field goal attempt by Johnny Garcia. It heads for the uprights. It is good. Johnny Garcia knocks home a 35-yard field goal as the Broncos draw closer here. 12 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. It's now Doan 17, Hastings College 13.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
1230 KHAS.
High score in from the Great Plains Athletic Conference this afternoon. Northwestern blowing out Briarcliff 52-0 in the fourth quarter of play. Morningside is out on top of Dort by a score of 42-0.
Nebraska Wesleyan.
Oh, Nebraska Wesleyan has got a 52-0 lead over Briarcliff.
I guess we have two NWUs. I'll make that adjustment when I write down the scores for you.
Northwestern, Nebraska Wesleyan.
Yeah, we see Nebraska Wesleyan in a couple more weeks.
17-13, Hastings trailing here in the ball game. Here comes the kickoff and the run back now for Doan across the 15, out to the 20-yard line, out to about the 22 or the 23. Running the ball back is number 29, Nolan Kawada. Nolan Kawada for Doan. You're not having a good time with these orange numbers, are you?
Don't like the orange on white.
And you don't like silver on white.
I don't like silver on white. I like white on crimson.
Yeah, occasionally the number is a little tough to read out there, orange on white. So Doan has got the ball, first down and 10. Line of scrimmage will be the 22-yard line. Anthony Dunn in there at quarterback again with three wide receivers out to the right side. The pass is going to be caught out here, 25 at the 30, and he's run out of bounds over here on the near sideline. That's a Tyron Curry. Coming out of the backfield there for Doan as he has run out of bounds up around the 30-yard line. He'll put her down at the 31. So a pickup of about 9 yards on a play, a catch and run there, Anthony Dunn to Tyrone Curry.
Second down.
So second down and a yard. Northwestern is now leading Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 28-0. They're in the third quarter of play. We will see the Red Raiders next Saturday in Orange City. There's a handoff now for Doan. As they go to a Dosey, and he takes the ball to about the 32-yard line. Could be very close to a first down. They only needed a yard. Alec Diffendaffer in on the stop there for Hastings College defensively. So they move the chains. That's enough for a first down. Now Hastings needs the ball back here. We're down to 12 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Clock is running. We're in the fourth quarter. Doan has got a 17-13 lead over Hastings today. So first down and 10 from their own 33. Here's a pass that's fired out there. Saffold grabs the ball again, 35, 40, 45, and he's knocked out of bounds. And a hard hit over there by Hastings, knocking Saffold out of bounds. But Saffold picks up some nice real estate again. Or rather, Curry on that far sideline. You're having as much problems with the numbers as I'm having with getting Curry and Saffold mixed up.
I will give you one benefit of the doubt. One's number one, and one is number three, but they are almost the same size individual.
Yeah.
When they're on the other side of the field, they look like the same kind of guy. They run the same. That one, a gain of 12 for Doan out to the 47-yard line.
Now Doan again stands in the gun. Here's a pass thrown out here. This is Saffold down. Now a penalty flag goes down here at the 49-yard line as Saffold goes down. Tackle is made in there by Tyson Palacios. No, that was a Tyrone Curry again. Number three. Tyrone Curry, number three. Jeremy Saffold, number one. You put those guys side by side, their numbers even kind of look the same with these messed up letters and numbers written on there.
I just face it. The orange on white is difficult to read.
It's going to be a holding call here on Doan. That is going to cost them some yardage here as they bring the ball back to about the 37-yard line. You're listening to Bronco Football this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. We've had a dandy here this afternoon, the best game by far in the Great Plains Athletic Conference today, 17-13. The Tigers with a lead over Hastings College. The Broncos have won eight straight over the Tigers. That streak is in doubt here this afternoon. Hastings showing blitz. Play action pass. Dunn wants to throw. Lofts it out here. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. The intended receiver was Jeremy Saffold. And getting his hands over here on this side is Riley Nicola. Riley's got two interceptions so far today. He's been a beast on the defense today.
Tell you what, Nicola was going hard for that football. He didn't care where the receiver was. Riley Nicola wanted the trifecta. As he comes over to the Bronco bench, they help him up, dust him off, and put him back out on the field. Going to be a second down now, second and 20, ball back at the 37.
We're down to 11 minutes to play now in the fourth quarter. Anthony Dunn and this Tiger offense still out there. Second down and long. Dunn's going to throw the ball out there again. It's going to be caught at the 35-yard line, and Palacios brings him down. That's a Jesse Vervelli, the receiver there for Doan, but he is jerked down by Tyson Palacios. Just a short gain of the play as they bring it out to the 38. Now Doan is looking at a third down situation. Third down and still about 18 yards to go. Tigers need a big stop here. Let's get off the field. 10.5 minutes to play. As Doan waits for the call to come in from the far sideline, and their head coach, Matt Franzen, standing here at the line of scrimmage. They'll check their play cards now as Anthony Dunn will stand in the gun. Third down and long for the Tigers. Dunn has got the ball, dances in the pocket, his pass across the middle. It's going to be caught. Nice grab there by the Tigers. Very close to a first down. Jesse Rivelli grabs the ball, and we'll see where they spot this baby. He was right at the first down stakes. It looks like he's going to be about a yard shy, Jimmy. The ball is placed down at the 44-yard line. It is fourth down and one. Kane Allenberg into the stop for Hastings defensively.
Boy, and Matt Franz is going to leave his offense out there. Fourth down and less than a yard to go. They will go for it. This is a big, big defensive play here for the Hastings College defense.
Fourth down and a yard for Doan at the Hastings College 44. Dunn is going to be in the gun. Wide receivers left and right. Dunn has got it. Hands the ball away to Dosey. Dosey's going to have the first down. Dosey's going to have the first down as he takes the ball down to the 43. Somebody got their cap knocked off down there as Dosey gets the ball down to the 43. That's going to be enough for a first down here for the Tigers. Chad Hartman in on the stop there for Hastings College defensively. He's the freshman out of Gibbon. That was Kevin Rorick who got his cap knocked off at the bottom of the stack there for the Tigers. They get the first down. The Hastings College faithful don't like the spot of the football at the 43. That's lined up about exactly parallel with us here at the Osborne Sports Complex. They get a first down with 9:19 to go. There's a handoff to Dosey. This time he's going to be stopped and pulled down. A loss in the play of a yard. Chase Langenberg gets in there for Hastings College. He gets the play there, a tackle for a loss on Dosey. Back to the 44. It's now second down and 11.
Well, and Matt Franzen electing to go to the ground game. Just try to run some clock here. We're at 8:58 and counting, and Hastings College can ill afford to have any points put on the board here by Doan on this drive.
We're down to 8:48. Clock continues to run. Boy, it's sneaking away from us here. 17-13 is the score. Doan has got the lead.
Dunn's going to hand the ball away again. That's going to go to Dosey, fighting for some running room. He takes the ball to the 42. So, again, a third down call here for the Tigers. Third down and still about 8 yards to go for Doan. Tigers not in field goal range right now. They're working against the wind in the fourth quarter, leading by 4 points.
Well, that is all that Hastings can give up. If they would get down there in range, that would put it at a 20-13 game. Any way you look at it, Hastings College right now needs to come up with the football. They need a touchdown as they trail by four.
All right, third down, 8 yards to go. Dunn backs up. Dunn looks right, under pressure. Dunn's in trouble. Wants to get rid of the football. Does in the center of the field. It's going to be almost intercepted. Aaron Verlinde nearly picked that ball off of the 25. The intended receiver was Tyrone Curry in the center of the field, but Doan will have to punt the ball on fourth down and nine.
Boy, and Kevin Rorick got away with a holding call. That was Colton Mueller, number 30, coming hard on the left side. And Mueller was going to get to Dunn, and he got a hold of the shoulder pad. The official didn't see it. Some of the crowd down in front of me did, as they were yelling hold as well. But Verlinde nearly comes up with the interception. So the Bronco defense stands, and it'll be fourth down. Riley Nicola will stand at his own 10.
This is Tramer, the punter. Hastings goes after it. High into the air. It's not going to go very far. Nicola comes up, signals for the fair catch, makes it to the 20. And now Hastings College has got the ball, gang. 22-yard punt. Hastings with the ball, trailing by 4 points. 7 minutes and 51 seconds to play in the fourth quarter from the Osborne Sports Complex.
Well, this very well may be the last drive or the opportunity in the game. Hastings College has been able to move it against Doan here in the third and partial parts of the fourth quarter. They've been able to move it through the air and on the ground. And we'll check the running back situation. Yeah, Keenan Balaj back out there after that cramping issue. And he will be the lone back as Dostal will be in the pistol here on a first and 10 at the 20.
All right, wide receivers all over the place. Now Dostal may be changing the play. There goes the penalty flag.
It's going to go against Hastings College.
Another penalty on the Broncos. An illegal procedure call on Hastings College. It has got up to the line of scrimmage, and Dostal is going to check off. I think Nate Arnold may have moved up there after getting set. So it's going to cost the Broncos 5, pushes it back to the 15. That's not what you need here, and you're trying to go on a game-winning drive.
That is the 12th penalty of the afternoon for Hastings College, and it sets them back. Now the Broncos have to go 85 yards in 7 minutes and 51 seconds. Plenty of time, but the Broncos need a touchdown.
Here's a Dostal who wants to throw the ball, backs up. He's got time. He airs it down the field, and it's going to be off of the fingertips of Novicki at the 50-yard line. Back there in coverage for the Tigers was number 23, Victor Martinez, a junior from El Paso, Texas. But Novicki had that one in his hands at the 50-yard line, incomplete at second down and 15.
Boy, and again, the coverage was there as Martinez went up right with Novicki. But again, Novicki was able to get both hands on the football, not able to come up with it again. So yet another drop pass for the Bronco receivers. That's been a problem this year, all year long, last week as well in Morningside. But again, a pass would have been a big gain. But it brings up a second and 15 here. The ball still spotted down at the 15-yard line.
All right, Dostal from the pistol again. He's going to roll to his right side. He throws the ball. It's going to be caught, cradled down there at the 25-yard line. That's Nate Arnold. Nate Arnold down along the turf, grabs the ball there. Hastings now looking at third down. Third down and 5 yards to go. We'll give him 6 yards in that last play. Third down and 4 yards to go. Hastings probably not in four-down territory yet. However, we're getting close. We're down to 7:18 to play here in the fourth quarter. Hastings trailing by the score at 17-13. Hastings with the ball out here at the 26-yard line. Dostal from the pistol. He's going to try to throw for it as he runs to his left side. He is hit from behind. Penalty flags are going to go down, and Doan is going to be hit with a face mask call here on John Dostal. Now another late flag comes over here into the Bronco bench, and now you're seeing this rivalry start to boil over. Hastings is going to be a beneficiary of a face mask on John Dostal, and then somebody got a late hit over here in the Bronco bench.
All right, the guy that was up around John Dostal's helmet was Colton Nelson, the defensive lineman, as he was coming in hard on the putting pressure on Dostal, got his hands up around John's helmet, and then Vince Martinez, number 23, was over here doing a little jack-jawing down and with the Hastings College players, and they'll sort this out here. Going to be a penalty on Doan, though.
At least one. 7 minutes to play here in the football game, 17-13. Hastings College staying with 17th-ranked Doan here this afternoon. It was 17-10 at halftime. The only scoring in the second half has been that 35-yard field goal by Johnny Garcia, at the 12:48 mark here in the fourth quarter. Now the officials continue to sort this baby out. What we do know is that Doan is going to be penalized here. I think both fouls are going to go against the Tigers. One of them is going to be a dead ball foul, however. So Hastings may get a lot of yardage here on this one as they're going to try to sort this baby out. It's going to be a personal foul, face mask against the Tigers. And we're going to have a dead ball foul, personal foul against the Tigers. So look at this.
Oh, my.
It's going to be a 30-yard penalty marched off against the Tigers. That last one was a dead ball foul, so that is chopped onto the end of the play in addition to the 15-yard. So that's a 30-yard penalty, and Hastings has got the ball down here at the 46-yard line of Doan.
And just like that, yeah, exactly. Hastings now set up in great field position. Ball at the 44, 7 minutes left to go. So 51 seconds ago, the Broncos were down at the 15, looking at a second long, and now they're into Doan territory.
Yeah, a 30-yard penalty marched off against Doan. Hastings is in good position now. Here's John Dawson with the ball, 45-40. John is at the 35, breaks outside, 30, 25-20. He's down to the 15-yard line and flung out of bounds. Nice run by John Dawson. He's thrown out of bounds by Josh Mills, and all of a sudden the Broncos have the momentum on their side using a 30-yard penalty against Doan, and Hastings has got the ball down here right at the red zone of the 20-yard line.
24-yard run by John Dostal. And John Dostal just shows again his footwork out there. He's got tremendous speed. He got a nice block from Novicki out on the left side, and Dostal takes it all the way down to the 20. First and 10, Hastings.
All right, John Dostal again from the pistol. Hands the ball away. Keenan Blage at the 20-yard line, down to the 17. Keenan Blage down to the 17-yard line here for the Tigers. A pickup of 3 yards in the play. Tackle is made by Josh Wade, number 61. Also Joe Knott, the linebacker, coming up there for the Tigers. Now plenty of time on the clock. 5 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 17-13. Hastings trailing. Doan, how many times have they come back, though, late in the fourth quarter? They had the Dakota Wesleyan. They were trailing them last week and came back under 2 minutes to play. They scored a touchdown to beat Dakota Wesleyan a week ago. Now the Tigers have a four-point lead. There's a fake handoff to Keenan Blage. Dostal has got it down to the 14-yard line. He is tripped up right there. Tackle is made by Josh Mills, again, the free safety, coming up there to make their stop, the senior out of Papillion-La Vista South. Now Hastings is looking at third down. Now you are in the four-down territory here. It is third down and about 4 yards to go. Hastings has the ball at the Doan 14-yard line.
Well, that is the same play that Dostal just run 24 yards on as he faked the handoff to the right side to Keenan Blage and then just tucked it on his hip, went off the left side. The defensive coverage was much better for Doan, but Dostal able to still pick up a good 4 or 5 yards, and it's going to bring up a third and 4. The ball is spotted at the Doan Tiger 14-yard line.
Wide receivers left and right. Now Nate Arndt goes in motion, and now another penalty flag down.
Moving on Hastings College. I believe that's the left guard.
You cannot have these penalties down here. Boy, the Broncos are up over 10 penalties today.
That is penalty number 13, and I think it's Jesus Uribe that was the guilty party there. And that they'll bring the ball back out to the 19-yard line. Yeah, you just cannot have mistakes. And the Broncos have had them all season long.
So now it's third down. Third down and 9 yards to go. Hastings with the ball at the 19-yard line of Doan. The Tigers fighting for their playoff lives here this afternoon. Hastings trying to play spoiler. Here's a Dostal. He wants to throw. He's under pressure. Dostal is hit. He gets rid of the football, but it's right through the fingertips of Keenan Blage. Dostal was nearly sacked on the play, but he got rid of the ball here to the near sideline to Keenan Blage, and now it's fourth down. It is fourth down and 9 yards to go. Hastings has got the ball at the 19-yard line of Doan. We have got only 4 minutes and 39 seconds to play, and here comes Johnny Garcia into the football game.
Well, how important was that penalty, that 5-yard movement or motion penalty on Hastings College? It cost them 5 yards. And instead of trying to go for it on fourth down late in the game, we're going to have Johnny Garcia on.
All right, this will be a 36-yard field goal. Ball is down, and the kick goes sailing through the uprights. It is good. So two Johnny Garcia field goals for the Broncos. But now we're going to have to rely on our defense to get the ball back. Hastings still trailing in the ball game. So an interesting call there by head coach Tony Harper. Instead of going for the first down, they tacked three more on the board here, but Hastings still trailing. 4 minutes and 34 seconds to play. In the football game, we'll take a break. It's Doan 17, Hastings 16.
These days, ensuring financial security for you and those you care about most is more important than ever, and Farm Bureau Financial Services can help. Life insurance can help provide that security along with guarantees and peace of mind. Contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings to see how he makes it simple to help protect your family's financial future. The guarantees expressed are based upon the claims-paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC affiliate. Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Broncos go 90 yards, 8 plays. They get a field goal here. Of course, they were added by 30 yards in penalties there by the Tigers. 17-16 the score now. Doan has got the lead. So Tony Harper going to rely on his defense to get the ball back here late in the football game.
Well, the only rushing touchdown they've had was that fake field goal where they were able to, Vervelde was able to take it across the goal line and get it in. Other than that, the other touchdowns have come through the air. Anthony Dunn, they're going to have to try to get pressure on him. They've done a little better job on him here in the second half, but in that first half, he went wild, throwing for well over 200 yards, and I've got him right now at 356 yards of passing in this ballgame. Hastings College defensively had only been giving up 168 yards of passing per game, and Anthony Dunn didn't care about that. He's well over that number.
So now we've got Johnny Garcia trying to kick off here. The ball's blown off of the tee twice, and now Stephen Bodine is going to come in to hold the football for Garcia, so the winds are evidently picked up here, blowing out of the south, and Garcia will be under the football for Hastings. End over end kick is going to come to the near side. Saffold grabs the ball 2 yards deep in the end zone. Back to the 10. He's back to the 15, 20. Center of the field, 25. Spins at the 25. Takes the ball to the 26. Tackle is made in there by Kane Ellenberg on the special teams.
Boy, he is so electrifying. He's very slow at getting up. I don't know whether if he's experienced some cramping issues as well. A lot of players have, as the Saffold does get up to his feet.
I had a win. I'll tell you what, they've worked him. He's a workhorse today.
Well, he's got a couple of carries in the ball game. Just looking here, yeah, he's got actually 3 carries now and 7 yards. He hasn't done a lot running the football as he's run some counter stuff, but he's been dangerous. 165 yards of receiving, and he'll stay in the game. He'll be the receiver to the right.
So first down, 10 yards to go. Doan with the ball here at the 28-yard line. Hand off to Dosey. Looks inside. Bounces outside at the 30, out to the 35-yard line. So Dosey picks up some nice running room there as he brings the ball for 7 yards out to the 35-yard line. Tackle is made by Kyle Carruthers for Hastings College defensively. But the Broncos have got to get the football. We've got to get off the field now. 4 minutes and 7 seconds to play in the ball game. 17-16, Doan with a one-point lead.
That is the second longest rushing play today for Doan. If that tells you how the rush defense has played for Hastings, that goes for 8 yards. The biggest one from scrimmage has been 9, but Hastings College has got to cinch down them chin straps and play better.
All right, they're in the shotgun set. Dosey's going to get a call again. He gets it back to the line of scrimmage, and then maybe a half a yard there. Dosey picks up a half a yard. Tackle is made in there by Tyson Palacios. For Hastings College, and now here's another big third down call. We're at 3.5 minutes to go, third down, and about 2 yards to go for Hastings, for Doan. They've got the ball on their own 36.
Boy, and if you're a defensive back for Hastings College, if they would swing it out, here's going to be the two dangerous threats over here to the right side. It's going to be Curry will be the short man, and Saffold will be the wide receiver far out to the right side. If they throw a little screen pass, you've got to make a tackle.
Here's a handoff to Dosey, and I don't think he got there. I think the Broncos held on third down, and Tony Harper wants to call a timeout. Tony Harper calls a timeout here with 3 minutes and 3 seconds to play. I don't think Doan got there. They needed about 2 yards, and I don't think they had anything close to that, and Doan is going to be forced to punt the football away here with 3:03 remaining.
Boy, and just really a strange play there by Matt Franz, and I really thought that he would probably try to swing it out to one of his receivers. They have been devastating today for the Hastings College defense with their speed, but again, he elects to go with Dosey right up the middle, and it's going to be short. Tony Harper's got his bunch over here, and I'm not sure what happened to Tony Harper, but he was limping as he come back to the sidelines after he run out there to call a timeout, so Coach may be experiencing some cramping issues as well.
Yeah, Tony came blowing off of the sideline trying to get the officials to call the timeout, and he pulled up a little lame. He might have to go see Trainer Mel.
Trainer Mel getting a workout today. We're going to have to start taping Tony's ankles.
All right, so we got 3:03 remaining. We'll keep it right here as both coaches are discussing things. This obviously Doan can't go for it here, would they?
Well,
you wouldn't think so. On fourth down, it's a good yard, maybe a yard and a half.
Well, Matt Franzen, he's already faked a field goal today, and they got a touchdown, and he continues with his troops over there all huddled up. We will see what they elect to do here.
Hastings only needs a field goal. It's 17-16. Are you kidding me?
They're going to go for it.
Are you kidding me? Doan is going to go for it, or at least they're going to line up here. Fourth down at a yard and a half to go from the 36-yard line. Doan is going to actually run the play. They're going to Dosey.
No
way! I don't think he got there. Fourth down, they go for it, and the Bronco defense stuffs Dosey down here at the 36-yard line. What a call by Matt Franzen. Better yet, what a defensive call by Hastings. Chase Langenberg is one of the guys to get there. Hastings has the ball at the 36-yard line.
This is a defense only giving up 79 yards a rush a game defensively, and the Riverboat Gambler, Matt Franzen, he goes for a fake field goal early in the ball game, and they convert as they get a touchdown. But again, the ball is sitting at the 36-yard line, and it's fourth down. You go for it now. Hastings College, with the wind at their back, has the football with 2:58 left to go. All you need is a first down or so. Johnny Garcia, you're well within his range as they trail by one.
Garcia's got a 51-yard field goal this year. First down, 10 yards to go. Hastings with the ball. Just hang on to it. Keenan Balazs across the 35, down to the 33-yard line. So Matt Franzen rolls the dice here on fourth down and a yard and a half to go from his own 36-yard line with 3 minutes to play in the ball game, leading by 1 point. Hastings defense rises to the occasion. Now the Broncos have got the ball down here at the 33. This would be a 50-yard field goal if we don't get any more yardage here on this possession. 2.5 minutes to go. Hastings trying to win it here this afternoon. The Broncos trailing 17-16. Wide receiver is Novicki, split out wide to the right side. Travis Brown to the left. Travis now coming in motion. Pitch play.
Ooh.
Comes to Keenan Balazs. He's at the 35 to the 30, and Keenan is knocked out of bounds. Keenan kind of juggles the ball there.
Oh, boy.
And now Hastings has got it down around the 30-yard line. That's Vince Martinez knocking him out of bounds down here for the Doan College Tigers. I'll tell you what, if I'm Tony Harper, I'm going to take as much clock time off of here in this possession before you attempt a field goal. Doan has come back time and time again.
Well, they have, and just a shocking change of events with that fourth down call, but third down here for the Broncos.
Here's a Terry Waiters. He is stuffed. He is stuffed to 29, and now Hastings looking at fourth down. Fourth down and about 2 yards to go as a Terry Waiters is hit on the play. That's a Lance Shiflett. Into the stop there for the Doan defense. And now the Broncos looking at fourth down and 2 yards to go from the 30. This would be a 47-yard field goal for Johnny Garcia right on the edge, I think, of his range. He had a 51-yarder earlier this year, but he has been up and down. He's been up and down like a teeter-totter.
And kicking coach Ernesto Lacayo has been working with him an awful lot. He's got him out here 2.5 hours before every game, kicking before trying to get loosened up and ready to go. But again, what a ball game. Every time Doan and Hastings gets together, it is just an amazing football game. The Broncos have won eight straight against the Doan Tigers, and they lead by 1 point with a minute 49 left to go.
We have had some strange calls, and now Tony Harper may be electing to bypass the field goal and go for it here on fourth down and 3 yards to go from the Doan 30-yard line. Johnny Garcia is not out there right now, and Tony Harper is going to send the offense out here.
Are you kidding me?
It is fourth down and 3 yards to go from the 30-yard line of Doan with a minute and 49 seconds to play.
The Broncos need 4 yards, four good yards here. The last two rushing plays have only gone for a total of five. The last one a one, and that is the case. They'll line up. Dostal under center.
John's got his hands under center. They're going to try to draw Doan off of here. Now they're going to call the timeout. So they try to get Doan to jump off sides. Doan stayed put, and now the Broncos will send in the field goal team, I do believe. Hastings will go for a potential go-ahead field goal right here. Here comes Johnny Garcia into the ballgame. The little guy comes out there for Hastings. Johnny Garcia going to try to put the Broncos ahead. The junior from California, he went to college at Chabot College. Evidently, he did kicking with Ernesto out there in California. And now Ernesto is his kicking coach here at Hastings College. This is going to be a 47-yard field goal attempt. It's going to be from the near side hash mark.
This would give Hastings College the lead with a minute and 49 seconds to play. The nationally ranked Doan Tigers, ranked number 17 in the country, with playoff hopes waiting in the wings here. Hastings will try a 47-yard field goal to try to put the Broncos ahead here with a minute and 49 seconds to play in the ballgame. Johnny Garcia is going to try the field goal for Hastings. Ball is on the near side hash mark. With a minute and 49 seconds to play, the snap is high. The ball is down. The kick is up. End over end. Setting for the uprights. It is through the pipes. It is good. It is through the pipes. It is good. Hastings has the lead, 19-17.
Johnny Garcia, all 5'6", 155 pounds of him. He is all jacked up, headbutting the defensive players, special teams players. The snap was a little high, but the hold was good, and he got into the pig, and with the wind at his back, it went clearly sailing through the uprights. That would have been good from another 15 yards, and Johnny Garcia puts the Broncos out on top, 19-17. What a ball game against the Doan Tigers yet again for another year.
Well, it all comes down to that play from Matt Franzen. Fourth down and a yard to go from his own 36. The Bronco defense rises to the occasion. They stuffed the Tigers on that running play. Hastings then couldn't do anything in three plays. Then Garcia comes on and gets the go-ahead field goal here, 19-17. Now the Broncos will kick off.
Yeah, but now just hold on to your hats, because a minute 47 is enough for Anthony Dunn. He's got Curry and also Saffold, a couple of dangerous deep threats. And you can't make any foolish mistakes with those individuals out there. So the Broncos still got a little bit of work to do here. Saffold will be one of the guys back deep for Doan.
Doan has got a couple of timeouts left. Hastings College now with the lead, 19-17, over 17th-ranked Doan here this afternoon. Hastings is undefeated at home this season, trying to stay undefeated at home for only the first time since 2003. This is the final game of the regular season at home. They would be undefeated for the first time since 2003. Saffold is going to get a chance 2 yards deep in the end zone. Right into the center of the field. He's already out to the 15, and he is crushed at the 15-yard line. I don't even think he got to the 15. Ellenberg is there for Hastings College. Also down there for the Broncos and special teams was Kyle Carruthers, number 16. Also Braulio Castile in there for the Broncos. Now the Bronco defense, who has risen to the occasion so many times in this football game, has got to stop Doan one more time. A minute and 40 seconds to play. Doan used to these situations. They went to the wire against Morningside, lost. Went to the wire last week against Dakota Wesleyan and won with under a minute to play.
Well, and the guy that's going to be in his hands is the quarterback Anthony Dunn, over 350 yards today.
And Dunn wants to throw the football. He steps up. Dunn throws it to the far side. He's going to be caught. Saffold with the ball at the 30, and he's wrestled out of bounds. Just keep everybody in front of you. I'm sure that's what Tony Harper is saying, the defensive coordinator here for Hastings College. Just keep everybody in front of you. Doan is only needs a field goal to win this baby.
But it would be a tough one as that wind continues to blow from our right to our left. It would be a field goal into the teeth of the wind.
Andrew Nielsen is their field goal kicker. His longest one this year has been 42 yards. First down, 10 yards to go. The Tigers have the ball on their own 32. Here's that Dunn. Here comes the pressure. Dunn's going to throw the ball into the Doan bench. Great pressure there by Hastings College getting through there. John Melise, Chase Langenberg, and Dunn just throws that ball into the Doan bench on the far sideline.
Well, I tell you, I can see how head coach Tony Harper would get hurt. If you watch him down there, he's jumping around like a little jitterbug. Going to have to get some ankle braces on coach. But his defense is all cranked up. They played a whale of a second half here. It's going to bring up second 10 for Doan.
Here's Dunn. He wants to throw the ball again. Langenberg in hot pursuit. Dunn has still got it. He throws the ball into the Bronco bench this time. So now it's going to bring up third down and 10 yards to go. Third and 10, and the fans are going berserk here down below us. A minute and 20 seconds to play, so Hastings getting tremendous pressure on Dunn. First time he threw it into the Doan bench. This time he rolls to the right side and throws it into the Bronco bench. It's third down, 10 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is the Doan 33. Hastings leading Doan by 2 points, 19-17. We're in the fourth quarter. Dunn backs up, surveys the field, steps up. He is hit and down he goes. He is hit and down he goes. Chase Langenberg gets a sack for the Broncos. Back at the 30-yard line. It is fourth down. Fourth down and 12 yards to go for the Tigers with a minute 7 to play.
Boy, and Langdenberg, Melise, Mueller, Indiana Jones. You can go around the horn about 4 or 5 times. The defense has played tremendous.
Here's Dunn. He wants to throw the ball again. He moves to his left. He fires the ball. It's incomplete. It's incomplete. The Tigers turn the ball over on downs, trying to get it to Saffold out here at the 45-yard line. The Broncos had the pressure again on the quarterback, Anthony Dunn, and the Broncos will have the ball with 54 seconds to play.
Well, and again, that was because of the pressure that ball was incomplete, because Saffold was alone out there at about the 45-yard line. And again, the pressure came from the front three. They were able to get to Dunn, and he had to throw that off his back foot. And Tony Harper,
he's hurt.
Tony Harper is hurt. He'll have to help him up here when he comes up for the postgame show, but he is all jacked up. This crowd that has been great at every home game is all wound up. This is going to be a wild finish to this ball game as John Dostal and the Broncos are lined up in the victory formation, and they are going to win this game against Doan the ninth straight year.
Johnny Garcia kicks a game-winning field goal with a minute and 47 seconds to play in the contest. And Hastings is going to get out of here with a 19-17 win. I think the Tigers call the timeout. They've still got one left. Yeah, Tony, he's gimping around down here on the sidelines. I'm kind of concerned about it a little, buddy.
Oh, yeah, look at him. He's in some severe pain. We'll have to get him on some painkillers.
Oh, jeez. We've got a timeout. Let's take a break. 52 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings 19, Doan 17.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we're back here. 52 seconds to play. Hastings is going to take one more knee as John Dostal will go down. I think Doan will call one more timeout here. We'll burn these babies up here at the end of the ball game, but Hastings College has got the lead. It is 19-17. Morningside picking up a big win here today. We've got all the scores coming up in just a few minutes. Nebraska Wesleyan blowing out to Briarcliff today, 52-7 at last check. Hastings College now with a 19-17 lead over Doan. So with this loss, Doan is going to lose their second ball game of the season in the GPAC. The Tigers and Morningside were tied on top of the conference at 5-1. Morningside will now assume the lead role, and Doan will fight for their lives now for the rest of the season. And with two losses, you're always on the bubble, so to speak, to try to gain entry into the NAIA national playoffs. But what a big win for Hastings College. We have played some of these ranked teams pretty close here this year, and this will be the first time that we've been able to beat a ranked opponent, as the 17th-ranked Tigers are going to go down to defeat here this afternoon to Hastings College. It's 19-17, and boy, Matt Franzen is going to be thinking about that fourth down call.
Boy, that'll be one he will go to bed tonight, and if he's even able to get any sleep, and wonder if that was really the right call, because that defense, Johnny Dostal, just kind of running around back there trying to chew up as much time as he can. But again, that was the key play, Mike, that fourth down call, fourth and one, and the Bronco defense shuts Doan down, and now the clock's just going to tick down. We're under 35 seconds in the ballgame.
So Hastings is going to have to run a play here. It's fourth down and 22 yards to go. As John just been kneeling down here, Doan has been conserving. Well, they got to one timeout, no more timeouts left, but Hastings is going to have to snap the ball one more time.
Well, there's about four seconds different between the play clock and the game clock, so they can take a snap and just simply run around back there for 4 seconds.
Yeah, if you're John Dossel, I think you take the snap and run the other way.
Yeah, you just run the other way and watch the clock, and when it goes to zero, go down.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Simple as pie.
It is a piece of cake.
Well, what happens if you fumble the ball and they pick it up and run it in for a touchdown?
Just keep running.
You know, there could be some strange things happen.
If you fumble, you just keep running, and not towards the locker room.
Into your car.
You better run to your car and get on out of here.
So we got 2.8 seconds to go. Hastings will have to snap the ball. Of course, if you punt here, Doan can try to come in and
you don't kick it
and block the thing.
No, you take the snap and you run. You run for 4 seconds Run like you stole it.
All right, they're going to put 4 seconds back on the clock now. So Hastings College will come up to the line of scrimmage. The Broncos have the lead, 19-17. It's fourth down and 27. And now Hastings is going to call a timeout here.
They're going to make sure everybody's on the same page.
All right, we got 4 seconds to play in the football game. Hastings leading 19-17. The ball is on the 48-yard line of Doan. And now Tony Harper and the rest of his offensive
all
coaches.
All of them.
Yeah, all of them are in the huddle here. Make sure all the players know exactly what we're going to do here. I think you're right. I think you just take the snap. Now what are they going to have? We're going to have the punt team come on. Yeah, I think they've called for the punt team now to come on.
Now, yeah, I'm not going to understand this one because if you're John Dostal, you just simply get the snap from center. It doesn't give you much a chance to fumble there, and then you run for 4 seconds, you go down to a knee. Now you bring in. Now what do we got going? This ain't the well. It is Tyler Mertens out there, but now you've got a long snap. Boy, things can go. Hold your breath. This 4 seconds could be interesting here. We'll hope Tyler Mertens has hands of gold here.
All right, so Mertens is going to be in punt formation. He might take off and start running here. Fourth down and 27 yards to go with 4 seconds to play. Mertens waits for the snap. He's got it. Nope, he's going to kick the ball away. Gets it high in the air. And that's going to be the ball game here as they fumble the football down there. Hastings is on top of it, and the Broncos win. Mertens puts the ball high in the air. The ball comes down. It bounces off of a return man back there for Doe, and he fumbles the football. Hastings falls on top of it, and the Broncos win this football game. They upset the Tigers this afternoon. Final score of 19-17.
Boy, what a strange set of events towards the end of this ball game there as Tyler Mertens with 4 seconds left. And the clock starts once the ball hits Merton's hands. And by the time the punt was made, the clock was at zero. But you still give Doan an opportunity to return it. But the fumble down at about the 35-yard line, the Broncos on top. And for the ninth straight year, the Broncos defeat the Doan College Tigers. What a series this has really been. And what a team Matt Franzis is molding. And he's over there at the 30-yard line really thinking over that fourth down call that he had.
He has really got to be beside himself. He goes for it on fourth down and one from his own 36-yard line with 3 minutes and 3 seconds to play. The Bronco defense stuffs the play. Hastings gets the ball. They run three plays and then enter Johnny Garcia for a 47-yard field goal, and he nails it. And Hastings College upsets the 17th-ranked Doan College Tigers this afternoon. The Broncos undefeated at home for the first time since 2003 as they end their home portion of their schedule here this afternoon as they upset the Doan College Tigers by a score of 19-17. Back to recap this one for you right after this.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles, good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. After the game or anytime, join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass Experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Rhodes, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College upset 17th-ranked Doan here this afternoon. Final score of 19-17. We'll give you the scoring plays in the ball game today. Doan scores on their first possession. They got a 25-yard field goal
from Andrew Nielsen. That made the score 3-0 in favor of Doan. Hastings came right back. They got a 3-yard touchdown run from Keenan Balazs to go out on top 7-3 with 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. In the second period, it was Doan getting a 4-yard touchdown pass from Anthony Dunn to Jeremiah Saffold. That made the score 10-7. They capped off an 8-play, 81-yard drive with that touchdown. Johnny Garcia then hitting a 37-yard field goal for the Broncos to tie the game up at 10 points apiece with 8 minutes to play in the first half. And then just before halftime with 3 minutes to play, Jesse Verveldi runs 5 yards for a touchdown and a fake field goal for Doan. And the Tigers had a 17-10 lead at the end of the first two quarters. Hastings College then adding 3 field goals in the second half. They kept Doan off the scoreboard in the second half of play. Johnny Garcia hitting a 35-yard field goal at the 12:48 mark of the third quarter to make it 17-13. Hastings hitting another field goal at the 4:34 mark, a 35-yarder by Garcia. That made it 17-16. And Hastings hitting the game winner with 1:47 to play in the fourth quarter. Johnny Garcia hitting a 47-yard field goal, and Hastings comes out of here with a 19-17 victory over the Tigers this afternoon.
Well, the Broncos with only 124 yards in that first half in the ballgame with 302, a turnaround from that first half of play. They really came out and played hard, and the defense really got down to basics and really played an outstanding game. They send 25 seniors out of here with a victory, and they will remember this for a lot of years as it is against their rival in Doan. We look at Doan's numbers in the ball game. Doan with 17 first downs in the game. They rushed it 28 times for only 17 yards in the contest. Anthony Dunn, 25 of 43 today, a couple interceptions. He throws for 357. Total offense in the ballgame, 71 offensive plays for 374 yards for Doan. We look on down the sheet here. Penalties in the ballgame for Doan, 7 for 128. And time of possession, 30-03. Time of possession, very even in this ballgame. Doan on third down conversions, 3 of 15. Fourth down conversions, 2 of 4. One of those was large in this ballgame. Alex Dosey, 19 carries, 49 yards for Doan, leading the way receiving, and we talked about him all day. Jeremiah Saffold, 9 receptions, 161 yards, and a touchdown. Tyrone Curry, over 100 as well. He had 5 receptions for 103. Alex Dosey out of the backfield, 4 receptions, 37 for the Doan College Tigers. For Hastings College in the game, they end the ball game with 18 first downs. They rushed the ball 45 times for 166 yards. John Dostal today, 13 of 29. One interception on the day for 136. So a total of 302 yards of offense on 74 offensive plays for Hastings. Penalties in the game, they were large, but the Broncos end up prevailing. Broncos with 13 penalties for 170 yards today in the ballgame. The Broncos were 5 of 17 on third down conversions and did not go for anything on fourth down. Leading the way rushing the football, Keenan Balazs, 25 carries, 103 yards, 1 touchdown. John Dostal, 12 carries, 38 yards. Nate Arlt, 1 carry and 12 yards. And Terry Waiters, 5 carries and 10 yards for the rushing attack for Hastings. Receiving, Zane Anstein, another great afternoon for the St. Cecilia product. 5 receptions, 55 yards. Nate Arlt, 4 receptions, 47 yards. I said midway through the game, when you get Anstein and Arlt involved in the offense, good things happen. They did today. Nate with 4 receptions, 47 yards. Travis Brown, 2 receptions, 31 yards. And Zach Beatty, 1 reception and 3 yards. Tyson Burrish today, 3 kick returns, 479 yards. He has really done a nice job back there being put into that role. But again, the Broncos, a big win over a big rival. 25 seniors go out the door. Now we go on the road for 2 weeks. We have Northwestern. Look forward to that trip to the Windmill City in Orange City, Iowa. And then the last game of the season in Lincoln at Nebraska Wesleyan. But a big win. Things will be hot around campus and the town tonight.
So Hastings College wins it here tonight, 19-17 over the Doan College Tigers. Stick around. We've got the player of the game coming up next in the coach's postgame show. You're listening to Bronco Football.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Stay tuned. The Broncos postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to Broncos Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services and Agent Marty DeMuth. For all of your insurance needs, see Marty at 813 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Welcome back to the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College wins it here this afternoon, 19-17 over the Doan College Tigers. We're going to have an offensive, we're going to have a defensive, and a special teams.
Oh, imagine that.
Player of the Game coming up for you in just a couple of minutes. We'll take a break and come right back. You're listening to Bronco Football.
These days, ensuring financial security for you and those you care about most is more important than ever, and Farm Bureau Financial Services can help. Life insurance can help provide that security along with guarantees and peace of mind. Contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings to see how he makes it simple to help protect your family's financial future. The guarantees expressed are based upon the claims-paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC affiliate. Farm Bureau Financial Services.
All right, back here, our player of the game defensively for Hastings College this afternoon is going to be St. Cecilia product Riley Nicola. Came up with three official stops, but two big interceptions for Hastings College today. So Riley Nicola is going to be our defensive player of the game for Hastings. Keenan Blage will win the offensive honors. Keenan had 25 carries today, 103 yards, and one touchdown. Hastings had 118 yards rushing in the second half alone. Keenan Balazs carries most of the load rushing today, 103 yards with one touchdown. And, of course, the special teams player of the day, no-brainer here, gang. Yeah. Johnny Garcia hits the 47-yard field goal to win it. Johnny had a total of four field goals today. It came from 47 yards, 36 from 35, and from 39 yards. Hastings College wins it over the Tigers today by a score of 19-17. Riley Nicola, Keenan Balazs, Johnny Garcia, our players of the game today as the Broncos upset the 17th-ranked team of the country in Doan this afternoon, winning by the score of 19-17. Stick around. We got the coach next. You're listening to Bronco Football.
The player of the game has been brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services and agent Marty DeMuth at 813 West 2nd Street in Hastings. Stay tuned. More postgame is coming up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Savings you'll go nuts over. Savings, that is, on Mohawk flooring during the 133rd Mohawk Anniversary Celebration Sale at Boers Floors. Great prices and savings on Mohawk carpet and hard surfaces, including wood, laminate, and tile. The Mohawk Anniversary Sale also includes Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. Special financing is available. Ask Boers Floors for details. Go nuts during Mohawk's 133rd Birthday Sale at Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 464-463-463. 5667.
The Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers at 227 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings.
And we're back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College wins it this afternoon, 19-17 over Doan, as Hastings head coach Tony Harper joins us in the postgame. And, Coach, first of all, I got to Ask questions. How you feeling, big boy?
Well, I'm excited and I'm hurt. I think I need to go to the training room myself tomorrow, but it was worth it. It was a great game today.
Talk about this one. Obviously, an exciting football game for you. Your defense could not play any better than what they did maybe in the second half today.
I tell you, I'm proud about how those guys got off the ball. I'm proud of how we broke on some balls. We got a little bit of injuries here and there, but Kyle Westfall and Jordan Brown are doing a great job with our defense, and all the credit goes to those guys and our players.
All right, tell me how nervous you were. You send out Johnny Garcia for a potential game-winning field goal. 47-yard field goal there.
I had ice in my veins. He's a kicker. That's what he's paid to do, and I knew he was going to do it.
Johnny came up with, three field goals in the second half. You guys did not get to the end zone, but got close enough to jam Johnny home, and I guess that's nice to have him on your sideline, huh?
It really is, and I think he got beat up worse after he made that last one because our guys were jacking around a little bit harder than anybody else, but it's great that Johnny was able to do that. And, you know, Nick Aruza had to come in and short snap because Casey Malafua got hurt, Casey had been playing great this year, and Nick comes in, great snap, good protection, and it was a nice play.
Yeah, the special teams finally pays off for you. I know you guys spent a lot of time on the special teams, and it finally pays off for you.
It really did, and again, Kyle Westfall and Jordan Brown and Pat McCauley do a lot of work with our special teams, and you can see how those guys are doing it. Jeremiah Saffold, he's a heck of a return man, and a couple times I thought he was going to break one, but we collapsed it down quick enough, and it was good to see that all three phases today, and I was proud of how the kids played.
Is this our best effort of the season, do you think?
I think overall in all three phases, I think we got to get a lot better to be successful against whoever we're playing next week. But again, it was a great game. I mean, being a nationally ranked team at home, we're undefeated at home this year. I'm proud of the guys.
All right, so Hastings College wins it 19-17 over Doan. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Football.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Back with Hastings head coach Tony Harper. Again, the Broncos win it here this afternoon, 19-17 over Doan. Coach had a problem running the football in the first half of play, came back with 118 yards rushing in the second half of play, ran the ball much better after halftime.
And we talked to the offensive coaches at halftime and asked them kind of what their thought was, and they told me, Coach, it's there. We just got to stay on our sprint path. We got to keep pounding our head against the wall because sooner or later it's going to break. Credit to our O-line, Joe Holtzclaw coaching them. It's credit to Keenan Balazs and Terry Waiters hitting those holes like they did.
Keenan had a good day today, 25 carries, 103 yards, and a touchdown.
We finally got him over the 100-yard mark. It's been a while. He's been at 98, 96, and 97. Keenan ran hard. You know, the great thing about Keenan is he put one on the turf early in the second half, I believe, and he came back and he finished the game, and that was good to see.
Talk about the Doan offense. They come up with, 374 yards of total offense against you today, including 357 yards passing. We knew Dunn was going to be a tough cookie to crumble here this afternoon. He's a pretty good quarterback in there.
He's a great quarterback. That receiving core they got from Jeremiah Saffold to Tyrone Curry to the Vervelde kid, that's a great offense. Their old line, to be honest with you, was one of the best ones that we had seen this year. We didn't realize they were that talented. Coach Franz is doing a great job over there. Coach Mulring's doing a great job over there calling those plays. And, you know, they deservedly were the nationally ranked team, and they play hard. We just made a couple extra plays today.
Late in the second quarter, they pull off a fake field goal down here on you guys. Talk about that play under the aspect.
Well, what had happened is we were coming off a push. You know, I think we were feeling really good that we held them to a field goal down in the red zone. And it was a great call on their coaching staff's part. And our guy who's supposed to scrape over the top and be, you know, there was a gap there. He just didn't fit it, and that's kind of what had happened. But we stuck with the kid, and he came out and made a couple plays, Tyson Palacios.
17-10, Doan had the lead at halftime, and the Broncos used the three field goals in the second half of play to pull this one out at 19-17. Your defense, you talked about earlier, but they came up with some big, big plays in the red zone. Doan was marching toward the goal line a couple of times, and your defense just came up time and time again.
Well, I'll tell you, I think the big telling point of this game was when they completed that pass. It was about a 10-yard slant, and that kid was running, and I don't know what had happened because I think I was hopping around and yelling at people. But all of a sudden, our guys hustled so hard. They chased. They took great angles. They made him fumble the ball. We recovered it. That was a big momentum shift right there, and that's a credit to our guys and how hard they were wanting to play today.
Okay, we'll take another break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Football.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
So again, Hastings College wins it here this afternoon, 19-17 over the Doan College Tigers. So Hastings picking up a big win over a nationally ranked opponent, and that's how close we have been all season long, because we have played some of these nationally ranked teams pretty good, not for a 60-minute period, but today we put it all together.
We really did, and again, I'm really proud of the guys. You know, it started off, we kind of had some sputters here and there on defense and offense and then special teams, and it was a back-and-forth football game between two good football teams, and it was nice to see. We did put full four quarters together. We're going to enjoy this one and get back to work tomorrow.
Again, the turning point of the ball game is when Doan decided to go for it on fourth down and a yard from their own 36-yard line with 3 minutes and 3 seconds to play in the ball game. I know you never second-guess your opposition, but were you surprised that they go for it on that particular play?
You know, I really don't know. I kind of was, but I do understand why he did it, because their offense was just moving the ball up the will against our defense between the 20s. And, if they get that first down, the game's basically over. So it's a great gutsy call on Coach Franz, and that's why he's had so much success this year with this team, is because he's not afraid to make those gutsy calls. And, if they make it, it's a great call on his part. Fortunately, our guys made some plays, and we came up with a stop there.
Yeah, the Tigers this year have come up with some big plays at the end of the ball game to win, much like last week against Dakota Wesleyan. So you couldn't really feel easy until you saw the clock at least 4 seconds anyway, huh?
You know what? To be honest with you, I'm still looking at the clock, making sure this game's over with. But, the last 50 seconds of this game, man, I don't know what we were doing. We wanted to kill the clock, or not kill the clock, but make it run a little bit, and we just didn't hold on to it long enough when we took the kneel. But then we have to punt the ball, and that's sometimes an experience, but it was a fun game.
Yeah, with 4 seconds to go, you had quite a few options to discuss. It was a fourth down situation, and we talked about several options there, and you guys decided to go for a punt there. How many options did you really discuss at that point?
Well, it was kind of funny because I'm talking to the offensive coaches, Coach Holsklaw and Coach Kamara, and, they're wanting to throw the football, and they were wanting to keep the offense on the field and hold on to it. And, myself, I'm wanting to put the defense out there and see what they can do. And Coach Westfall and Coach Brown were the level-headed guys, along with Coach McCauley, says, hey, let's punt this thing and let's get down and convert on. The great thing about this coaching staff is we all had different ideas at that point in time. When I looked at everybody, we made the decision, we all agreed as one. And that's a credit to these assistant coaches to come up with that call.
So Hastings picking up probably their biggest win of the year here right now. It's 19-17 over Doan. We've got more work to do. Northwestern coming up next week. They won today over Dakota Wesleyan, 34-0. Nebraska Wesleyan coming up the following week after that. So we've got some work to do, but I'm sure we can enjoy this one. The 24-hour rule, and then we'll get back to work in 25 hours, huh?
24-hour rule, you're exactly right. We're going to enjoy it, and then we're going to go and see what we can do on the road next week.
Okay, we'll see you next week in Orange City.
Thank you.
Tony Harper, the head coach for Hastings College, and the Broncos coming up with a big win this afternoon over the 17th-ranked Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan. Take care of yourself, Coach. We'll get to Trainer Mel on the scene here. Tony Harper wimping out of the broadcast booth. He might be on IR next week. Who knows? We'll take our final timeout, and we'll come back. You're listening to Bronco Football.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't. Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
So, again, Hastings College, total offense in the ball game today, 302. Doan comes up with 374. Hastings had 166 yards rushing, 136 passing this afternoon. The Tigers rushed the ball 28 times today, 17 yards, but they threw for 357. Hastings gets out of here with a 19-17 win. Keenan Balazs, 25 carries, 103 yards and a touchdown. John Dostal, 13 of 29, 136, one interception, no touchdowns. Zane Anstein, the leading receiver today, 5 receptions, 55 yards. Johnny Garcia, 4 field goals today for the Broncos. And if he's not the special teams player of the week in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week, I don't know what it takes, because Johnny Garcia put one home for us today to upset Doan by the score of 19-17. This, my friend, was a very fun football game to watch.
Well, it really was, and the way things started out, it looked like it was going to be a shootout, and then both defenses kind of stood up and and kind of took charge in between the 20s. But again, Hastings College was able to prevail, and you know, some strange calls through the course of the ball game. But again, Johnny Garcia, I think Coach had a little more nice water in his veins. He had to have just a little bit of concern whenever you got a kicker out there. Johnny's kind of been up and down this season, but boy, right now he's on a roll. He hits on all four today, and he hits the game winner. What a great game against an old rival in Doan, and now we get to head to Orange City.
All right, so two games left for Hastings College in the regular season. Next week at Orange City against Northwestern, the Red Raiders and Hastings will be another nationally ranked opponent next week to take on Hastings. That'll be a 1 o'clock start over in Orange City, Iowa. We'll be on the